Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yes, it is. 901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. Mm-hmm. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Adam.
How say you, Rachel Perry?
I say happy Valentine's Day.
What do you got cooking?
You mean for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I don't know. My man is going to be doing some sort of secret thing. We're just, nothing big. I think we're just going to sit around and enjoy our love, our mutual love and admiration for one another.
I told my wife I had a secret plan, but it turned out it was me banging the maid.
Oh.
I said, well, I did say it was a secret. I mean, I didn't want you to know about it. But that was my secret Valentine's.
Oh,
I'm
going to
see if I can nail one of your friends.
That's sweet.
It is sweet. You see, I'm old-fashioned that way. Couple thoughts on the Valentine's Day stuff. One is I'm looking at one of these very gripping USA snapshots. USA always does the little snapshot thing, and it's always amazing to me how they have percentage of people that say, you know, romance in the office place is okay and all that kind of stuff. There's always that small group of people that don't know, you know, what's your favorite team, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Rams, and then there's the 8% who don't know. I would argue don't include them. I don't need to know the percentage of society's members who don't know anything.
Incapable of answering a question, yeah.
Right. And, by the way, if I was the one doing the polling, I would force an answer. I don't know. Like, hey, give me your favorite comfort food. Oh, they like macaroni and cheese, and this guy likes fried chicken, and you? I don't know. Oh, yeah? Well, come up with something. Because I got all day, buddy. Let's go.
I can't make a choice.
Do it.
I don't know. There's just not.
All right, I'll give
there's
you.
There's too many
I'll
of
tell
them.
You what. Okay. Is it pot roast? Because you just have to pick one of mine now. That's how. If I was polling, that's what I would do. That's what I would do.
Yeah, steer people into what you want the answer.
Yeah, this is one of today's snapshots in USA Today is entitled Love Blooms. Whom women buy flowers for on Valentine's Day? 32% for their mother, 24% for the husband. Do you really think, do a quarter of our friends get flowers from their wives?
One out of four women buy for their fella. I've never heard of any guy I know getting flowers.
That's the whole thing. Like, whenever you hear these stats, like when you go, you know, they're like, half of all the people living in urban environments have the herpes virus or something. It most makes me look around the room. Wait a minute, there's 11 guys in this room. At least 5.5 of them are sporting the herpes, yes? And then I think, am I just being naive? I feel like I would know. You know, I feel like I would know if someone had the herpes, if someone got flowers from their wives. Maybe, oh, you know what it is. It's more shameful than herpes. Guys sweep it under the rug.
Wouldn't you feel a little bit emasculated if your lady bought you flowers?
That's true. So you see the guy the following day at work. Hey, what did your old lady get you? No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Nothing? Well, certainly not flowers.
Let me tell you this. I have the adolescent version of that very thing. In grade school, Mo Damashek used to, in my lunchbox.
Oh, no.
This is true. This is a true story, too.
Yeah.
In grade school, I would open up my lunchbox and on Valentine's Day, and my sandwich would be cut into a heart shape.
Oh, my God.
She would cut it into a thing, and I would pick it up quickly before any of my chums could see, and I would eat around the edges real fast, like, it, you know, put chew marks all the way around as I just ate the crust real fast. What an embarrassment.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to kill my mom. The beauty of kids is you can be angry at your mom for humiliating you with the heart-shaped sandwich. I can be mad at my mom for never packing a sandwich. We can all find that common ground.
Yeah, it's not cool to have parents who care when you're growing up. There's nothing more shameful.
It's funny, though. You got.
It's true.
But Adam and I would disagree and feel resentful for that for the rest of our lives.
Well, you know, it's an interesting... It's two roads that arrive at the same place, whether it's just abject neglect like Rachel and I had, or putting on a pedestal for arguably no good reason. Either way, you end up at this crazy narcissistic world where you think either it's compensation or you just think the world owes you a heart-shaped sandwich. We do it out of anger and drive. Dave does it out of, why shouldn't everyone listen to what I have to say? My mom did.
I feel like the thing is, people do all those things because people are always doing for you what they wish someone would do for themselves. So your mom probably wanted someone to give her a heart-shaped sandwich. Your mom probably just wanted everyone to leave her alone.
She wanted to take a nap.
Yeah.
She wanted to smoke some weed with her friend Zorback on a wicker chair in the backyard and hammer a welfare check. All right, but look, I'm not bitter.
Your mom had a friend named Zorback.
It was a different time.
Why am I bitter about the heart-shaped sandwich more than you are?
Just send your mom a heart-shaped sandwich and this will all go away.
I don't know, but I really do think we have to set some guidelines because I think... It was like Kimmel was telling me that he would get a Easter basket from his parents, you know, sent out from Arizona. I don't know if he gets it, if he still gets it, but this was some years ago and not too long ago. I mean, he was an adult. Just sort of crazy things that seem almost bizarre and foreign to those of us who have a casual relationship with our parents. As you've seen, my dad doesn't know what radio station I'm on. What do you think the chances he's going to send over an Easter basket are? Or take a sandwich and cut it out in the shape of a heart.
Wouldn't it make you feel so uncomfortable if they started doing that all of a sudden?
Well, now it would because I would think he was trying to kill me.
Or want something.
Or poison me. Yeah, yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah, I wouldn't eat the contents of the basket. No. I would assume it's laced with arsenic. And there's some sort of insurance plan. He had some scam going with my wife or something. But, yeah, I wouldn't know what to make of it. I'm sure if I was sort of slowly indoctrinated into it as a youth, I'd probably grow to accept it. But there's just little things that parents do that just seem bizarre because we're so all over the map. But either way, you resent them, and that's the important thing. Now, getting back to this snapshot that we got off track on, which is so 32% of women buy their mother's flowers, and then a quarter of them buy their husband's flowers. I assume they must just be buying it for themselves or giving it to their husbands to give to them or something. But either way, now here's the interesting part. 22%, nearly a quarter of women, buy flowers for themselves. And I understand buying flowers if you like it. I mean, like, hey, I live alone. I like a nice arrangement waiting for me when I return from work. But on Valentine's Day, it means something else. It's suggesting that you have some phantom lover.
Do you suppose they're having them delivered to the office so that there's like, you know, like a mystery lover?
I don't need a man.
Interesting.
I love myself.
That's right.
And if without loving myself, if I don't love myself, then I can't give love to another person.
I would love to. You know, USA Today needs to start working the weight of the women and what they do. Because I'm guessing this is 180-plus crowd in the 22% that buys the flowers for themselves. I've not done anything yet, but I'm planning on it. Oh yeah. What else?
How about Rachel Perry in her Winter Olympic outfit?
What?
I didn't really get a good look at it.
Sort of Alpsy.
Oh, my big furry sweater.
Yeah.
Hmm. I feel like
homage to the Olympics.
That's it.
It's
Olympic week.
Oh, Dave's mom is on the phone. Is that true?
Oh, no.
She's looking for that heart-shaped sandwich.
Is she on? Let me
are you surprised
sandwich.
To hear that she's at 6 a.m. and she's listening?
Yeah, we called her, actually. Yeah.
Hey, Mo?
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. That is
Mo.
Yeah.
To you, too.
That's just Gary Busey doing a Mo impression.
Mo, were you listening to the show?
I was, and we did have heart-shaped sandwiches, of course.
Did you have a little cookie cutter that you made that with?
No, you cut them up. I can show you when I meet you, Rachel.
Right.
I'll show you how to do it.
Because I would like to make one of those for my boyfriend and embarrass him at work.
Right.
I was surprised that the Pimantes would hold that shape. I, by the way, would have been happy with the crusty scraps from the heart template, but even that was too much for my mother.
Well, Mo, you know, you'll get to meet Mo. She's coming into town in a couple of days, you know, for my nuptials this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
But wait,
yes.
David, did you tell them it didn't stop at lunchtime with the heart-shaped sandwiches? What was dinner?
I don't know. What?
You don't remember dinner?
No, I'm stricken it from my memory. What was it?
Meatloaf shaped in the shape of a heart covered with ketchup. We did.
And you would bake it, and that was for you and your husband, right?
Oh, everyone.
Well, let me ask this.
The entire family. Yes.
Let me ask you. You're obviously. You're obviously a doting mother, and I'm very jealous of that. But I realize nothing is free. I mean, there's obviously some baggage that went along with that, some expectations.
Look at David.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's a mess. No, what
this
I mean
is what you
is,
got on the phone for, to call in and insult me.
But let me ask. I'll ask David this.
All right.
Do you feel and I'll ask Mo this too. My parents didn't really do anything for me, but they were realistic. They didn't ask for anything in return. They never made any.
Fair deal.
Never said you got to go to college or I forbid you from going into comedy. Don't you feel like parents who do a lot for their kids also feel like they get a vote? Like, you're not dropping out of college and going to the Peace Corps. You're going to finish. Do you feel like, did you feel
but
like you did that?
There was some pressure, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But David can probably
what do you
answer
think?
That
Check.
Better.
He's vomiting into a trash can. Hold on, let me get back up to the mic, and then he can answer clearly.
Now, really, it was more the pressure from the old man. You keep acting like this, you're not going to get into college.
So Mom just, she was the good cop.
That's right.
And she just loved.
Mo was in every JV basketball game I ever played, sitting at the end of the bench. She would be the only mother in the stands.
I think it's good. You've done a wonderful job, because as I've really learned from sort of sizing up the world, they're people that are just sort of superior in whatever their endeavor is, and they have very high intelligence, and it's the top 3 or 5% of society, and they can't fail because they're that their intellect is that evolved. And then there's this sort of, well, Big Tad. There's the lower 5% of society, which is they just don't have two sticks to rub together to start a fire in their brain. There's going to be trouble. But then there's the 90% that could go either way.
Right.
And you took somebody that was in the in that 90% and made them feel like they were in the top 5%, thus propelling them
that's right.
in society. And that's what a parent
that
should do.
That was my job, right.
And you did a wonderful, wonderful job of making your son believe he was talented. That was wonderful. And I'm not saying he's not. No, you misunderstand. You've done a wonderful job.
Thank you.
It's going to be wonderful seeing you this weekend.
Thank you.
Let's keep the conversation short, though, right?
No. I know.
All I'm saying is I don't want it to stall out. You know that part at the conversation with the friend's parents where it has to enter the second phase? The first part's easy. Hey, Dave. Hey, great. Yeah. No, your son's fantastic. No, salt of the earth. Now there's that 2 Mississippi. So
she's already hung the phone up, Mo, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Now you have to get into that deeper realm. You're going to the next level. Where are your parents from? You know what I mean? Now you're going to that different. I just want to keep it at that first stage. It's
well,
time
that's,
to move on.
That's where you're making the misstep, because Mo has enough stored up love to give that maybe she could adopt you and praise you.
Ooh,
she knows. See, as a result of listening to me, she now knows you very well and can now weigh in and support you and your on your show and how funny you are. And
all
so
right.
And so
well,
forth.
I'll sponge it up if she's willing to give it up. Augie?
Yes.
You're a flowers at work guy. What, you send flowers to your old lady at work?
No.
How's it work?
No, I would love to receive flowers at work.
You would?
Yeah, you know why?
I'll
tell you. Because I work in an office environment, and I work with a lot of women.
I thought he was going to say cabaret, but go ahead. Yes.
If you get flowers and you work with a bunch of women, you're a stud.
Are you?
You're considered a stud, yeah. You get flowers at work, and especially when they don't. Whoa.
Yeah. Well, women are sort of propelled by envy, but I thought it would have been the woman who's getting the flowers who you then show up as the guy who gave the flowers. But you getting flowers is going to get women excited?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So you send yourself flowers?
Oh, no, my wife. Well, back then, my girlfriend.
Yeah, but
now she's my wife. Now I don't get flowers.
They're all right, so you're amongst the 24% who receives flowers from your woman on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm that one guy with, you know,
All right.
Let me tell you this. It's not getting flowers that would be impressive. It doesn't make you a stud in the office. What you should do is hire a hot woman to come to the office and sock you. Just come in and say, you son of a bitch, and punch you and storm out. People, every woman in there would be like, what the hell did he do?
You would get laid. if Engineer Ron, Engineer Ron, who wears orthopedic earth shoes and has Coke bottle glasses, nay, aquarium. he has, and I'm not talking about your house aquarium thick glasses. I'm talking about Shamu. I'm talking about the aquarium out in Monterey thick. If a beautiful woman came in and just slapped him on Valentine's Day and says, you pig, you think you can treat me like that, and left, he would immediately nail a beautiful chick from the sales department.
Rachel Perry would be all over him.
Ooh.
Ron. Those pleated pants are somehow drawing me to you now.
And you know, I used to make fun of those Mork from Ork suspenders that you're wearing, but you know what? They're speaking to me now.
Take me.
Pearl?
Yeah.
You say 80% of girls send flowers to themselves?
Oh, I'm not kidding. I've worked in the office for about 15 years. And I'll tell you what, I've worked everywhere from San Bernardino, San Diego, and now I'm back home in Fresno. 80% of women send themselves flowers, and not just Valentine's Day. Their birthday, their own anniversary.
And to make it seem as if they're getting flowers from their guy.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'd say probably 45% of those girls are doing it to make it seem as if they have a guy.
Well, have you sent flowers to yourself?
Oh, absolutely not.
I want to hear from the woman who has sent flowers to herself.
I do, too. And now it's starting to make me think, I wonder if this is just some sort of worldwide conspiracy now.
Also, how could USA Today be wrong? They said 22% of women send flowers to themselves.
And it's 80%? You say 80%?
Absolutely. And you got to think, though. Hey, come on, Rachel. As a woman, how many times are you going to tell the truth if it embarrasses yourself? Not everybody's like me. Not everybody
Never.
Can admit that they're old. They're as old as they are. You know, I'm 30. I'm not afraid to say it. There's a lot of girls out there that say they're 30. The broad is like,
right.
No, I just said that was my birthday, but I'm actually 68.
Yeah. Not everyone carries himself with your quiet dignity, Pearl.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm definitely a stoner.
Pearl sounds like she's done a lot of living in her 30 years.
Ironically, it was Janis Joplin's sort of alter ego, and she sounds a little bit worse than the current Janis Joplin, shape-wise.
What kind of office do you work in? That where do you work that all these girls are sitting?
Where?
From Fresno. So my allergies are driving me crazy. Everybody out here gets it bad.
Yeah. Everyone sends flowers. Everyone gets allergies.
She needs to go to the breathing pathologist with Ozzy.
I should probably just stop hitting the bong early in the morning and I'd be all right.
That'll help you.
I think it's hitting you at this point.
You know that guy that was saying how he gets flowers in the office and that, you know, it gives him all kinds of, you know, like, I guess, stud quality? My ass. Most of the guys that work in the office, they're lucky to have a broad to boot. These guys don't get laid. They're the fat, dorky, Coke bottle having, man boobs.
What do you do for a living?
I work title.
You work title.
I don't know what that means.
I work end credits. All right. I want to know.
What does that mean? Why do people expect you to know what they mean by that? I work title.
Yeah, usually when you ask people what they do, you get too much or too little. You rarely get the right amount.
Right now.
What do you do, Adam?
Yeah. She's working title right now.
Well, right now? What is working title? Is that for mortgage company?
No, what I do is the title companies work independently. And so when you go to buy your home or you go to buy investment property or...
Real estate, yeah. But I was like, no. What do you do? Work for a mortgage? No.
Some sort of real estate type.
Yeah, it's a real estate thing.
I liked her.
She was brassy, but I will say I would not rely on her compass for anything. Her 80%. It's like my sister used to work at a salon in Silver Lake, which is a very fashionable, hip part of town out here where I'm sure you can't get regular iced tea. And somebody said to her, probably all started. That's the typhoid Mary of who's the first guy, patient zero or whatever, whoever brought AIDS in. That's where it is. Not ironically, the tea, not AIDS in Silver Lake. But I said to her at some point, what percentage of guys do you think are gay walking around the planet? She said, I don't know, 80, 90%. Seriously, now she's a Corolla, so she's not big in the brains department, but that's because she worked at a gay, exclusively gay haircutting place in Silver. Like, that was her experience. I'm guessing the chicks that Pearl hangs out with are sending themselves flowers, but it can't be 80% of society. Speaking of sending flowers, and we got to take a break. Jillian Barbary?
Hey, Adam, that's not true. I thought like 80 to 90% of the population was gay.
Oh, it'd be nice.
Yeah, all my friends are gay. I think that's why I don't have a boyfriend, because I hang out with too many of the gays.
Did your, I watched a show last night, by the way. Brilliant as usual, but Buffy the Vampire Slayer stepped it up a notch, too, and now it's down to the final two.
Yeah.
But hang on a second. Can you please, Jillian? Because we have to take a break. Thank you. All right. That's Skating with Celebrities. I watched it last night. Jillian has made the cut. We'll talk to her. A home improvement question up there. Also, I got a theory on women and men, and this thing is going to change your life. It's provocative, so I'll be giving that. Caroline Ray from The Biggest Losers coming in here. We've got a lot of guests coming in tonight, so I should say today. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Jillian Barbary is on the phone from Skating with Celebrities. I watched it last night. I haven't missed an episode yet. Jillian skated well, but as always, they were very ticky-tack with her. Should we hear some of that? Well, let's have a little taste of that, Mike, if we could.
Couldn't find a mistake. However.
However.
There was very little difficulty. I've seen your competitors in the past take a throw, axle, 1.5 rotations in the air. Did you have that? No, you did not. I've seen a lift sustained with one arm. Did you have that lifted? No, you did not. I've seen your competitors with death spirals. Did you have that in your program? No, you did not.
Who knew there was a death spiral?
And perhaps one of these days you will get to it.
Wow.
That's harsh.
Whoa. Jillian?
Yes.
How say you?
Well, you know what? He said he saw the axle 1.5 rotations, yet Jenny Mino did it. She's a professional skater.
Yeah.
They just got really, I don't know. I mean, I should have said to him, well, I did a camel spin, I did a sit spin, I did a layback spin in one program. No one else was doing spins, but, yeah, you know, it's hard to get into
she
an argument.
She did a Dirty Sanchez in the middle of her act, too.
What's that?
Listen,
is that?
I don't know, but
you
I just...
You can't talk about that on the radio.
I just know I wish you would have done it, that's all.
I keep hearing that, and
mustaches and fecal matter, we can't talk about it.
Oh, we can't... Basically, I'll plant a picture for you, but we can't talk about it. Rachel, I just got it, thank you. Oh, my God.
Mustaches...
I'll demonstrate it for you on the weekend,
nice.
All right, baby?
Mustaches and fecal matter was the name of a store I opened over at the Brea Mall, which I should have known... It was a great place, but I just couldn't get any traffic, couldn't get any foot traffic in the place.
Too much competition.
Yeah.
One right across the street.
Yeah. And all we sold was scented candles and potpourri, too. And my wife said, she warned me, I said, no, I'm going eclectic on the title. And it just, anyway, let's not live in the past.
Let's not dwell.
Point is, a few things. Well, first off,
happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Thank you,
happy
sweetie.
Happy Valentine's
P.
Day.
I'm going to make it my life's work to hook you up with a man, but I don't
are
know.
Are you going to send yourself flowers today?
Oh, I'm not that type of girl. I'm the type of girl to say I'm a loser. I got nothing. But I just walked into the hair room here, and there's a bunch of flowers. It looks like a funeral, and it's really nice.
You're at work this morning. You're already at your next job.
Yeah, I'm doing my makeup right now as Patty blows out my hair.
Well, let me just heap a little love on Jillian Barbary. First off, the judges are a little bit tough on her, as I've said before, because she's a cut above the rest of the competition, like the A student who hands in the term paper versus the special needs one or the English as a second language student, which was more what Bruce Jenner was. They have to be more encouraging. They're giving you a lot of tough love because you've skated and they can see you're cut above. That being said, Christy Swanson has improved remarkably over the last few weeks, and now it's up for grabs as far as the finals go.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you intimidated?
No, because you know what? I just started looking at trying to compete with my own skating and saying, well, why don't we try this? And because John Zimmerman wouldn't let me watch them skate at all. And she did improve I
John is her hunky partner who she's fallen for.
Yeah, he's really sweet and dreamy and all that stuff. He's in Italy right now with his wife. She's competing in the Olympics. So anyway, I just kind of felt like, yes, she had improved compared to what she had started as.
Mm-hmm.
But I could still skate, you know.
Wow, the
more
claws just came out.
Yeah, I think you can skate better than she, although I will say she has stepped it up over the last few weeks.
Yeah, big time, big time.
And I think the judges are factoring it in.
For myself, I just wanted the judges to recognize that I was doing these spins, and they just won't recognize anything I've done. They did that in the beginning, and they're like, unless I do a double axel or something, they're not going to think I've improved or done anything. So,
well, like I said, maybe you made the mistake of starting off too
good.
But
I can't, Adam. I can't. Everyone said pull back. I don't know how to do that.
That's what they told me with the radio show, and I said no. I got one speed. It's 80%.
That's what I exactly.
75 to 80.
That's not a good day for me. You know, so I couldn't do that. I couldn't trip up in the beginning, and you know, and but they've definitely stepped up their whole. Hi, Stevie. They stepped up their whole
that's her vibrator.
Routine tremendously.
Let's talk about Valentine's Day, by the way. Enough of this skating business. But Monday's 8 o'clock on Fox. Is the finale this coming Monday, by the way?
No, they've taken a week off, I guess, because of the Olympics.
Okay, so two weeks from yesterday. I'll be watching. Now, Valentine's Day, what is going on? You have no current boyfriend, right?
Right.
Okay, and be honest.
I like one? Yes.
Yes, but when beautiful women, and I hear these beautiful women on TV all the time, celebrities saying, I'm single. No, I don't have any. No, nobody. You don't see any ring, do you? But can you not be dating somebody? Do you know what I mean? Can a woman this beautiful and this attractive and this desirable just be going without for 6 months at a time?
Well,
or are
I'm not going to ask a guy out. I'm not into that, because then what if he doesn't like me? Then I feel like the whole relationship's based on me liking him. I'm not doing that. So he has to ask me out.
Do you do that thing? Do you get calls from people's publicists saying so and so?
And I'm not into that at all.
David Faustino was watching.
Yes, and I love David. David's happily married, but
oh, okay.
But yes, I have.
You have. Can you tell
us? Okay, I'll give you a really good story.
Yeah, give us a name, please.
So recently we had on Terrence Howard on our show, who's really hot.
Oh, and he's mm-hmm. awesome.
So he and I were talking. We got along great, and he kept saying to me, I love your energy, and we should talk, we should go out. I'm like, oh, my God. Hello, it's Terrence Howard. I'm majorly into him. So
yeah.
I thought, all right, well.
Brittany, the sales girl, says hung like a black rhino, by the way.
There you go.
I don't know how she knows, but go ahead.
He asked for a number, and he got it, and he called me that day after the show, and then he called me later and called me the next day, and he was leaving for Sundance. So we thought, well, Wednesday maybe we'll go out. And I'm like, what? You know, I don't put too much stock into this. I've met every celebrity in this town pretty much from this show, and, you know, they are what they are. They got their – but I thought, gosh, out of any celebrity I could think of, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And – So the Wednesday rolls around, we're supposed to go out Wednesday night, and I got a call from his assistant. Ouch. And he said, Terrence can't make it.
His assistant?
No.
Yeah. So that's a typical Hollywood. That's why I don't date actors or rappers or ballers anymore. It's like all about their... I just want a regular, normal guy.
Well, every beautiful woman makes that proclamation, and then
blah, blah, blah.
Then they end up with one of the guys from the Thunder from Down Under.
You know what?
And then they explain how funny he is.
I've been there, done that with the baseball.
I actually think Jillian is now the ballers and the rappers, as she just called them, she's now in that phase where the next guy she winds up with is going to be like a 72-year-old multi-millionaire.
She's so cool. Jillian, this is the thing. Jillian is a really cool chick, and I think she intimidates a lot of guys.
Well, Rachel, you're in a relationship. You met your guy here, right?
Yes.
Did he approach you?
We worked together for like a day, and then we didn't see each other for like a year, and then we saw each other, and it was like, we were like, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's what I want. Sparks.
Yeah.
And you know, I've had that with Steve. I work with him. I've seen him a lot. I have the sparks. It's just he's not responding to the things that are going out there.
Wait, so who's
he's
your
a married,
vibrator?
He's a married man.
Please, no.
What about Bradshaw,
Steve?
Though?
Who's Steve?
He's the guy I work with.
And does he know you like him?
No, I'm totally kidding, Rach.
He's in the room, and you're trying to pump him up.
No, he's 70 married. And
yes.
All right.
You're talking about Steve Edwards, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bradshaw, no, not going to happen.
I want to go get get wasted with Jillian sometime. Jillian, let's go get wasted.
You know we'd end up making out, Rachel. You absolutely know.
You want to make out?
Well, I'm just saying.
Happy Valentine's Day, sweetie.
It's not exactly cheating.
I'll send you flowers.
Oh, hey, you're so sweet.
Hey, Jillian.
I'm not a flowers girl, though. Like, if somebody sent me...
You want chocolates?
Well,
do you want some lingerie? I'll send you lingerie.
I like that.
Let me. I think she just likes chocolate. Period. Speaking of the Terrence Howard thing.
No, I'm an equal employment
right.
opportunist.
But yes. here. Okay, now let's just get back to Terrence Howard for one second. First off, I have done that move before where I said, "Well, we got to go out before I got to split for Sundance," and the chick said. We're in the middle of August, and I said, "Don't worry about it, baby." And then done that move. Where the assistant calls and breaks it. Now, that is a BS move.
But you know what? I had it on speaker, and I let my girlfriend listen. We were laughing so hard. I'm like, "Of course." Okay. My girlfriend's like, "How are you single in Hollywood? Goes, do you want to know how I'm single? Listen to this." And then the nice guys that I want to approach me aren't going to do it.
But let me ask you honestly, because I feel like as bad a move as that is, it may have just set the hook. And some guys are such players, they're willing to take those kind of risks. They're high-stakes gamblers.
F them, man. That's
I know. You say F them.
That's a crappy move.
You say F them, but he comes back from Sundance.
No. I don't go down that road again. I'm not one of those
players. Oh, please.
Absolutely. Carolla is absolutely right. If he called you next week, you're laying down.
If you don't have the balls to come right out and say that you like me, and then you're going to have your assistant call me to set a hook, that's
it. Let me explain.
I'd much rather be alone the way that technology is today. We have a lot of toys we can use. We don't need the man for that. I don't need to be treated. Listen, if you were into me, we'd have gone out by now. Just, I'm not going to make somebody get into me. I don't care enough to. I'm happy on my own. I live a nice life. If a guy's digging me, then we'll go out. If he's not, obviously he's not going to go out with me. And I don't have to, you know what I mean?
All right, I know.
It's kind of lame when women
I know.
Do that.
But
really.
Look, you're me thinks thou protest too much. Now, let me just say this.
Terrence
has a lot of heat. He comes back from Sundance. He's the toast of the town, and calls up. And he says, "Baby,
blah, 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 blah.
Listen. He starts with a big bouquet of chocolates and vibrators.
Right away,
chocolate vibrators,
not.
Best yet." And he says, "Sweetie, I am so sorry. First off, my assistant called. I didn't even want them to call. I was on an airplane.
You did not know me. He had my number. If he wanted to go with me, we could have. I don't want excuses. I don't care. I don't care enough to. I like myself.
You'd let him try to make it up to you.
No, I wouldn't. Absolutely not. That's where you're wrong.
Jillian, I have your next TV show.
What?
Dating with celebrities.
Oh my God!
All right, but here's the other thing too. All you beautiful women who say you just want a nice guy.
Oh.
They're out there. There's plenty of them out there. They're not exciting.
Not the engineer.
They're not exciting.
They're not approaching either.
Exactly.
Who wants excitement? Is that what the Terrence Howard thing is?
We want a man with the who is nice and exciting, but who is still man enough to. Have the balls to approach a woman.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And they don't exist.
Yeah, but let me tell you, the approach to woman thing, it's the double-edged sword. And here's the thing about you women, you guys have to sort out and get on the same page, because there are the guys who approach women, and they're like, "Please, can you leave me alone? Why are you coming up to me?" And then they're punished for not having
that before. That's just what happens to Dave.
They don't have. I'm just saying.
That's a funny joke, but never happened, baby. Though.
All right, listen, Jillian. Yeah. I would like you to find a guy. I bet we could find a regular guy, Big Tad. No more regular guy than Big Tad. He's like two regular guys.
Well, thank you for you don't have to help me find one. Jimmy Kimmel said he was going to do the same thing, but I haven't exactly heard from him. Sarah, but anyway, you get out there and you have fun with life and you get involved in.
All right, but would you really? What if the guy was just a carpenter?
Oh my God, I just dated one last week. It's so funny.
What happened? What happened?
He's really cool.
No, I mean, was he framing or finished carpenter? I'm excited.
He does. He builds sets and things.
And what happened with him?
I don't know, but I was obsessed with his hands because they had cuts and everything on them. I was like, that's a man. He gets his hands dirty. I like that.
Yeah. And is there going to be a second date?
I hope so.
No, he's a carpenter, for Christ's sakes. Are you crazy?
If he asks, I hope so.
Oh, if he asks.
Well, I'm not... Adam, come on.
All right. Look, I've seen you in your midriff skating outfit doing your double sow camels. And
well,
I was very excited.
Enough, though. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I was punished severely by my wife for pleasuring myself in front of the TV with her in the room.
Wait till next week. It's like two tassels.
All right. I'm looking for just two pasties.
Yeah. Wait, I have a question.
Doily.
Is
yes.
it next week? I heard that it was 2 weeks.
Thank you, yeah. Rachel, for being my publicist. You're right. It's in 2 weeks.
All right, baby doll.
All right. Well,
Godspeed.
Happy Valentine's
we
Day.
We got to set her up, though.
That I'm going to...
I know.
Do we have Jillian's number?
I think we do,
I'm going to call you so you have my number. We'll go hang out. We'll get wasted.
I bring a tape, no, bring a video camera is what I was going to say. Because you guys could make out. I think you're both sort of sexually pliable. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean women have that ability, whereas guys don't have that. There's no, you know, woman will tell you a story. Yeah, I was in college. I was with my dorm mate. We were drinking. We were hanging out. We just decided, you know, next thing you know, she started rubbing my leg and it felt kind of good. And I just dumped my boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. And you go, all right. But with dudes,
it feels
like,
good. Do it.
Yeah, me and Bruska.
Do I get wasted? Dance.
Me and Bruska were camping. And we just started getting it on. And it was a one-time thing.
I think it would be awesome. You and Barbary have a four-way with the tattooed birds that live in your vagina.
Oh. I like the call. We're going along so nicely,
too. Watch out, though, Dave. Those birds might be flying over to you pretty soon, because my vagina and you have a lot in common.
Yeah.
They're both bald.
Is that a promise? Oh, you.
All right, it's on now. All right, let's take a break. Wow. Too much information. All right, we'll take a break. I don't know what we got. We got a lot more show. That's what we got. After.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. It's our Valentine's Day show. I will give you my women and man theory soon that'll change your life. But first, Giuseppe's calling in from Torino, Italy. So we got a home improvement question. Oh, man, where do I begin? All right, let's talk to Giuseppe, who's calling in. Giuseppe?
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing there?
This is Giuseppe Paolo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, it's Paolo. You know, I run a little gelato shop there in the Olympics, and I just want to say, you know, if you could tell some of the Americans to, like, ease up coming into the store, because, you know, I don't like to work it too hard.
Yeah, you got a lot of, it's a lot of traffic this time of year,
and
I would imagine.
Yeah, I got a little bell, you know, I got a little bell over the door, mm-hmm. you know, and the bell is broken because, you know, there's a half a piper's coming in, and the pear skaters are coming in, and I can't stand anybody, any of these people, the half a pipers.
Yeah. You know, the bell, we have those out here, we have these little electronic eyes that make the, you know, ching ching when you come into the 7-Eleven, but it also makes the same noise when you leave. I would argue now it's worthless. You know what I mean? Someone needs to invent one that makes a noise when you come in, but doesn't make the annoying sound when you're on the way out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, God. I don't have that. But anyway, I would just say, you know, I'm not enjoying the Olympics because I constantly have to get more and more gelato, you know. But some of the flavors are really selling good, like the chocolate almond anabolic fudge is going like a hotcakes.
Is gelato's like, that's just Italian ice cream, right? Is that what it would be?
Well, yes, but it is better than ice cream.
Well, no.
It has a lesser air, Adam. And I'm no scientist, but...
I tend to like our ice cream a little bit better, Giuseppe. I'm not trying to start trouble.
Oh, really, huh?
Well, I was raised on it, and I just feel like it's a higher grade of ice cream, that's all.
Yeah, well, you know, I eat American ice cream, and I have to be brought to the Torino emergency room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, gelato is a mwah. But anyway, it's just some of the flavors are flying out of here. The double Dynaball, vanilla swirl, and the kids, we got the banana-bolic splits.
Oh, yeah. And who is...
anabolic splits?
So, steroids reference?
I think it may be. So you guys, it's Olympic fever over there in the normally quiet Torino. Who's your favorite Olympian besides Roberto Tumba?
I would have to say my favorite Olympian is this kid, Cheek, you know? because he comes into the shop, and he's not like one of these guys, these half a pipers who's always stoned in the shop. You know, this this kid Cheek, he's just a good, he's from, I guess, the middle part of your country.
Yeah.
And he comes into the store, polite, you know, he win the gold medal, he showed me the gold medal yesterday. I love the kid.
Yeah, a lot of those guys who do the snowboarding are just, they're just baked off their ass, constantly.
Yeah, and they keep ordering the gelato, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they got the munchies.
Yeah, I got it. It's unbelievable. I get the gelato from Don Balco.
He's a good man. Give my regards.
I will, yes.
Is it trafficy around the city? Is it crowded?
It's unbelievable. Usually it just takes me 10 minutes to get home from the Olympica Village. Mm-hmm. And now it's at least like, you know, half hour, 45 minutes. Everybody drives like they have a dead body in their car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, Americans. And,
it's like, come on. I mean, I need everything to be peaceful. I just want peace.
You want everyone to leave you alone. I mean, that's what I like about the Italians. They open business at noon. They take their first nap at 1 o'clock. That lasts till 4, and then they close at 5.
Yeah, I love it to dream, Adam. I dream so much during my naps, you know. I just I dream about the things I could have done and things like that. But now no siestas. Yeah, it's. I just want everybody to go home.
Well, Giuseppe, you got to make hay while the sun shines, as they say.
Yeah. I got a little money tucked aside. You know what I mean, Adam? So I don't need all of this business.
All right. Well, go ahead and just lock your door then, and put some butcher paper over the windows. Keep the stone snowboarders out. Giuseppe, thanks for calling. You want to check in with us periodically? Give us a little Olympic update?
Oh, sure, Adam. I like talking to you. You're the guy who used to have the show on a Comedy Central?
That's right. That used to be me.
They get Comedy Central in Italy.
Yeah. It's out there.
Well, we watch it on a line, but I remember it had an audience. It didn't have an audience. It's crazy. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, yeah. That was the second one. Yeah. It was crazy.
I don't know. It confused me.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that critique, Giuseppe.
Hey, thanks for talking to me, Adam.
All right.
You know, I like to talk over the radio.
All right. Well, you're doing a fine job. Thank you, Giuseppe, from Torino, Italy. We'll take a quick break. Come back with some news. Come back with some sports. Eric, you have a home improvement question?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, hang on. It's all about right. Doors?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Yeah, there's a tease. We'll talk to everyone after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Mm-hmm. Caroline Ray is going to be in here in a couple of few. The Biggest Loser. ABC. It is ABC. No, NBC. I was thinking of Sabrina, Teenage Wish. All right. We are going to do some news. We're going to do some sports. First, we'll talk to Eric. Eric?
How's it going, Adam?
Good. You have a home improvement question?
Yeah. I live in an apartment, and I have a I had a sliding pocket door.
Yeah.
And
they never work.
Yeah. And one of the wheels came off the sliding pocket door off the rail.
That was the phoniest part of Star Trek. Were the pocket doors. I believe the part about time traveling and warp speed and going to all the planets with the hot chicks. It's the way the pocket doors work so flawlessly. That's why I knew it was a phony. You know that thing?
Yeah, sure.
No pocket door ever. Wait, they work three times that way and then they bust and they never work right again. It's a great idea, the pocket door. That's not going to swing into the room. It doesn't need hinges. It's going to be perfect. What a space saver. They never work. And especially when they're in apartments because they use cheap hardware. But yes, how do you fix it?
Yeah, no. Well, I took the pocket door out and I ripped the railing from the inside out.
Yeah, off the top.
Yeah, so I was wondering how do you go about fixing that?
You got to move, and you're not going to get your cleaning deposit back. What does it separate?
What do you mean? What does it separate?
The door. What rooms is it between?
The living room to the hallway.
No, what do you care? You don't need privacy in there. It's not the bathroom. Hang some beads be done with it. You're never going to get that thing fixed.
All right, Adam.
Here's the thing. The pocket door is hollow inside. If your arms are skinny enough, you can reach up in there, but it's going to be work.
All right.
It's too much project for you. You're not enough man. Sorry. Someone had to say it. All right, now my speech about men and women, because it's Valentine's Day. This is going to be eye-opening to many of you. I'm gay. No. Save that for the 9 o'clock hour. First off, I'll get into that speech. Give me your hard luck story. We were talking about this yesterday. We have some gift certificates to give away from Kevin Jewelers, $100. We can give them all away at once. I think we have $500 worth to give away. Or we can give away $100 at a time. But I'd like to hear what your scariest story is. I mean, your most heartbreaking story. Because there's nothing worse than just getting pummeled in a relationship. I mean, getting your heart broken. I got my heart broken when I was 21, 22, and I was in a funk for a good year. And I realized, though, the percentage or the correlation to you getting, what I'm trying to say is if you're Brad Pitt, you can only get your heart broken so badly because your life is so good. When there's other women around, when there's travel, when there's money, when you're going home to a mansion, you can hurt for a couple of weeks, but then you're right back on your feet, or more precisely, off your feet and on top of some new chick you met on the set, and it all magically goes away. When you're a loser, like I was, you will hurt for as long as you're a loser. So you can... A little heartbreaker for you. My first girlfriend, Stephanie, I think, dumped on me when I was like 21. And I was making $8 an hour and swinging a hammer and working with a bunch of born-again Christians, installing closets and driving a beat-up pickup truck and living in an apartment with three guys, sleeping on a futon with the Wheeze on Laurel Canyon in North Hollywood. And I was suicidal for a full year. It was devastating. And then I did that thing where I decided to go over to her apartment and make an excuse. I said, I'm coming over there. I want my softball back. I had left my softball behind. Not the mitt, mind Sad. You. $2 worth of softball. And here's the thing. If you're going to break up or someone's going to break up with you, you have to leave something at their pad so you can go retrieve it in a huff later on when you get drunk. That's the whole thing. Now, you don't want to leave a sack of gold behind, but something like a softball or a comb or a toothbrush that you can storm in and demand it back is a good idea. And you need to plant that before you break up. So do you live with your boyfriend,
no,
right?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Go drop something off at his place.
Oh, there's plenty of stuff there.
You got junk over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There will be the initial blowout and the initial cleaning. This needs to be a second item that gets left behind.
Hidden away somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I would do if I was you? I would take...
Why am I doing this?
In case you break up and you want to storm over there unexpected, saying, I want my blank back.
Okay.
If I were you, I would take like a frozen dinner and put it deep in the freezer. Or take a locket and put it in the toilet bowl tank. In the tank part, not in the toilet. Lift the lid off, put it in the tank. Whatever it is, stash something, and then you can come over when he's seeing somebody new. You can be loaded, and you can announce, I want my locket back!
I could never do that.
Oh, yes, you could.
Oh, God.
Do it today. I did that with my softball. And I went over to her apartment. We'd been broken up for like 6 months. I went over to her apartment and I said, that's it. I want my softball back. And her sister answered the door. She was living with her sister. This is the breakup song. So good, Lynch. So I said, I want my softball back. And her sister said, well, she's not here, but I can let you in to go get your softball. And I said, yes, yes, you will. And at that point, I'd committed to the softball. I really wanted to see her. But I just came in and started looking around for my softball, and I couldn't find it. And I looked at, lift the little dust ruffle on the bed and looked under it and found a spent condom. I really wish I could have had something hooked up to my brain, my heart, or my soul at that moment when I flipped that dust cover up looking for my beautiful softball and found the spent condom, which I would have flatlined, which I knew wasn't mine. Turned out later when I confronted her on it, she said she was out of town and some friend of hers was crashing and that must have been hers. I still don't know if that was true to this day, but the point is finding that condom in lieu of my beautiful softball was a 1-2 punch I still really haven't recovered from.
Oh, you poor dear.
Yeah. I, by the way, know a person that cheated on their man. with another dude, and the way the dude, the current dude, the boyfriend, wait. The way the boyfriend...
Are you talking about a gay couple?
No.
No. Oh, okay, okay.
So I know a girl.
A girl who cheated on a guy with
cheated
a man.
Cheated on a guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the way her man...
Found out
is that there was a piece of a condom in her.
Yeah.
Hard to talk your way out of that one, by the way. I don't know, think broke off or came off or did something. It happens. I didn't have to go through that indignity. Point is I was in a funk for a good year. And I claim I've never been the same. Point is if you call in, give us your horrible nightmare story. I'll give you one of these gift certificates. I promise.
So whoever is the most heartbroken will get a little C note.
We got five of them. I'll give you a C note to Kevin Jewelers if it's just good. Steven?
Yeah.
You have a good story?
Oh yeah. I went out with me and my girlfriend. We were out going out for about 3 years, and she was my first love, and things were going great. And she started hanging out with her friends a lot more, and one day she just broke up with me out of nowhere. And this is around the time her half brother had just gotten out of prison.
Oh,
and I was hurt because she would laugh at my face. I was calling her and I'd be bawling and she'd just laugh at me and think it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then a mutual friend of ours had come into my work one night and told me the reason why we broke up is because she thought I was cheating and she was having sex with her half brother who was 10 years older than her. She was 18 and he was 28 and he just got out of prison.
Now, not stepbrother, half brother.
Half-brother.
Here's the whole thing. When you're boinking a blood relationship, you really don't have to factor in the age part. And older. All right.
Well,
it's bad enough. I mean, I appreciate the fact that he was 10 years older than her, but that pales in comparison to the point. I mean, there's many relationships where people are with older people. We don't judge. It's just when they're blood, we do.
Right.
All right. I know this kind of stuff gets said every time, but really, she did you a favor. I mean, by breaking up with you. If this woman is capable of this, you didn't want anything to do with her.
Well, it's not just that, Adam. I mean, you got to think about it. I was worse than her half brother in bed, technically.
Yeah.
Because I mean, this stuff came up around
all right.
all the time.
All right, Steven. I'm going to give you the $100 gift certificate.
Right on. Thank you, Adam.
Took a lot of guts.
But I want you to buy a gift for yourself. Get yourself that tennis bracelet I like to see in.
I got two Valentine's dates today, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Right hand and left hand?
No.
All right. How does that work? We have two Valentine's dates, by the way. Oh, we have Kimbra, the lesbian trucker. What a shocker. Lesbian driving a truck. So much ground to cover. Wife cheated? Told him on anniversary? We got news. We got sports. All right. All you guys hang on. Let's do some news, let's do some sports, and we'll keep going with these hard luckers as we go on. First, Rachel Perry with the news.
Well, more of the news from Saddam Hussein. He's now on a hunger strike, and apparently his half-brother, Barzan, Ibrahim Barzan, whatever, was yelling, he was yelling, long live the Mujahideen. The other guy was yelling something else, and the judge banged his gavel to restore order, and Saddam said, hit your own head with that hammer.
Let's just kill him. Kill him?
His comebacks are getting worse and worse.
But here's, how many Kurds do you have to gas before we put a bullet in you? Do you know what I mean? What is that number? There's so many people that die every day. Let's just count him amongst
crazy,
them.
He's crazy, obviously. And his half-brother showed up in his long underwear, some sort of a protest, which is stealing Michael Jackson's bit, of course, with the jammies at his trial. My point is, there are too many similarities now between the Michael Jackson and Saddam trial. I'm worried that he's going to walk, too.
Yeah. Oh.
Interesting.
You know, he's like, you brought me in my pajamas. I've been on a hunger strike for 2 days. I feel like he's like a little kid who ran away from home and then came back to be like, I ran away from home.
Yeah. Oh, you guys didn't notice? I ran away.
Apparently, coroners have finally determined that actor Chris Penn's death was accidental, along with a toxic mix of addictive medications. It turns out that he had a big heart and it was too big. And it killed him.
I wonder if that was a disease he had, or it's just what you do to yourself when you're carrying around an extra 80 pounds, you're drinking and doing prescription drugs, or Lord knows what else.
He loved too much.
Yeah, I tell you, that's the 10 years of doing Love Lines, the only guy I went out and had a pop with after work. He wanted to go out at midnight and have a drink in the middle of the week. It wasn't like we're doing a special Saturday show or anything. He just, we're going to a local bar, we're going to a cop bar, and we're going to get plowed. And I said, all right. I wish it was one of your other brothers, but okay. We'll go. Nice guy, though.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yes, he was.
If I was going to go out and have a drink with a pen, that'd be the one.
Really? Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Because, yeah, Sean would be too preachy, and Michael would be too, I don't know, reflective or something. He'd probably be writing a song while you're babbling on.
The headlines, of course, are saying that Vice President Dick Cheney did not have the proper $7 hunting license when he shot 78-year-old lawyer Harry Whittington on the weekend in Corpus Christi, Texas. Of course, I was unaware you could buy a license to shoot a lawyer.
Yeah, I got it.
And White House press spokesman Scott McClellan was peppered with questions yesterday about Vice President Dick Cheney by the media.
Are you satisfied with the way this was handled?
Are you aware they were just going to allow a private citizen to inform a local paper of this?
Did the vice president follow all of the appropriate safety procedures that are familiar to hunters?
Is that his gun, that shotgun?
Is it proper for the vice president to offer his resignation, or has he offered his resignation?
Who is doing the providing, and who are they providing it to? Was the vice president immediately clear that he had accidentally shot his friend or not?
How is it that the word of the shooting and the fact that the vice president was involved could have been confused or delayed?
Under Texas law, is this kind of accidental shooting a possible criminal?
Here's the whole thing. Are the Democrats, are they that desperate that they have to cling to stuff like this? It seems pathetic. I know they think, what they think they're doing is sort of poisoning the public's mind to the Republicans, but to me it just seems like the last act of a desperate group who's just scratching and clawing for anything. Like, all right, the guy, first off, there's 500,000 hunting accidents every year in this country. Secondly, the guy's 75 years old and he shot a guy who was Father Time, essentially. Thirdly, obviously he didn't do it intentionally, so who cares? And then he reported it the following day. Who cares? And I would argue, if they were that deceitful, they wouldn't have reported it at all.
Mm. No. That's a wild. To play devil's advocate.
Yes.
One, let's keep the big picture in mind here. The vice president shot an old man. One. And two, supposedly, the woman whose property it was is the one who reported it next day. It would not have been reported at all.
No, but they,
for her.
They, and again, I just know what I heard on CNN this morning. They evidently discussed it, and then she did it. I don't think she snuck out of a quarantined area and did it. But the point is what does it say about Cheney? Nothing. That's why I'm not interested. It doesn't say anything.
No.
He had a hunting accident. It could have happened to a Kennedy. Well, maybe it didn't, Chappaquiddick. The point is who cares? Let's move on. We have bigger fish to fry. And if you Democrats want to focus on something, focus on FEMA and their $11 million or whatever, $300 million worth of trailers that are rotting out in the sun in Louisiana. Focus on those and not on this. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news for now.
It's time.
One more thing. Turn that down. There's one interesting part about this story I forgot about. The old man who got shot with the buckshot, they said they're never going to get all the pellets out of him. And there seems to be a lot of that. I saw somebody on, I don't know, 48 hours or 2020, a veteran. She had some shrapnel in her head. That was never going to come out. Come on, surgeons. Let's get going now.
Was that 60 Minutes the other night?
Maybe it was. I'm sorry. Yeah, a lot of people getting a lot of stuff left in them. And the surgeons, no one argues with them. I'm going to argue with them. Go ahead and take the BB out of my face.
Yeah, but this is how bad guys in Bond pictures are born. You know, like he'll have the buckshot. Now he'll make it his life's work to get Cheney.
Right.
You know?
He's got the diamond stuck to his face.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the point is go ahead and spend an extra 10 minutes in the OR and let's go ahead and remove the shrapnel that resides in my spine. I don't know if I got to tip you out. I don't know what it's going to take, but that's me. I like to live shrapnel and BB free. All right. Now, we can do the sports.
It's time
for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Winter Games in Torino going down. U.S. has four golds, which is pretty good. But they trailed they trailed Russia and Norway in total medals. Russia's won. Norway.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Among the gold medals we've won, Joey Cheek, who sounds like an extra from The Sopranos. Joey Cheeks won gold in speed skating yesterday and $25,000. When did they start getting paid for this?
When did they start getting paid for that?
I don't know. That's first thing. And second of all, he donated that check, the 25 grand, to people in Darfur, Sudan, who are, you know, starving people. And I think this is a nice thing. And I think Adam and Rachel, both of you, should donate your paychecks this week to the same cause. I would love to do it, well, but I am getting married this weekend.
The Sudan is the cradle of speed skating.
Yes.
That's where it all began.
That's exactly right. Hoping to spur the next generation of speed skaters.
It all started there.
Also, American Hannah Teeter won gold in the women's halfpipe.
Teeter!
And she brought some much-needed class to the Olympics. Take a listen to her.
I just kind of felt the same, like standing up there. Here I go again, another run in the halfpipe, but at the Olympics, whoa. I just felt super positive.
That is the worst part about snowboarding being entered as an Olympic sport, is we got to have Spicoli up there accepting the medal in our honor for our country. Got some pizza-faced 14-year-old up there who's swigging off a cactus cooler, and he's like going far out. You know, like I just remember growing up watching the Olympics. It was these men who were up there, or women. They seemed older. They seemed dignified. Now we got a bunch of just stoners from the valley.
I think it's better. A bunch of cool people up there. Finally getting the recognition.
Cool people.
Everybody's all pretentious athletes at the Olympics crying, love my country.
Yeah.
Wow. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please.
I'm just saying, how long before, instead of hearing the national anthem, we hear Soundgarden being played at the behest of one of the snowboarders who's won the Olympics?
Please, it'll be the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. As we speak, Bodie Miller leads in the Alpine combined event. He's already done the downhill. Now he'll do the slalom event. He's right now in the lead. And also today, the holy triumvirate of winter sports. You've got your luge, you've got your curling, and you've got your biathlon.
Mm.
You know, the biathlon, they ski, then they shoot, you know, bizarre combo. The biathlon, U.S. traditionally not very good in this sport, but they're emboldened by their newest addition, their new team member, Vice President Dick Cheney. Thank you. NBA last night. Kobe and his pals beat Utah here in L.A. Portland knocked off Charlotte. Golden State dropped one to Memphis. NHL's on hiatus right now. The Olympics, you know, have the players are all over there playing hockey. And in a little while, we'll talk to our Olympic correspondent, Mrs. Gretzky, you know.
Janet Jones.
Yeah. She talked to us yesterday. We'll talk to her in a little while. And the Chicago White Sox, world champions, were in the Rose Garden yesterday, where they got to meet and greet with the president. And here's Paul Konerko on how that went.
You know, we've done the whole thing now. We've won and we've done all the stuff that goes along with it. And it was great. I mean, he made it real easy for us. I think a lot of guys were nervous. I was nervous, but.
Oh, no.
Cheney.
Vice President Cheney. Big Astros fan.
Wow. He got loose.
He was upset. He was still not happy about that.
So
sweep.
Sad. Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Wow. Wow, there's so many good loser stories here. Caught in a three-way with a strap on. We got to take a break, but hold on a second, Kenny.
Yeah.
Now be honest. You came home and caught your wife in a three-way.
It wasn't my wife. It was my girlfriend at the time.
And she was sporting the strap on.
She was sporting the strap on with the guy being the, I guess, the
recipient
on the receiving
the garage.
End.
Yes.
Yeah, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
And on top of that, or actually, I guess she wasn't on top of that, but also involved was her best friend, a female.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in, you know, my house on my bed after I get home from a long day of work.
She wasn't expecting you to come home?
Hold on, I don't buy this, because you don't get come home. When you come home from a long day of work, then that's the same time you come home every day. If you say you cut it short and ran home because you forgot your briefcase, and this is what she was doing, I would buy it. I don't buy it
now,
Kenny.
Well, on this particular day, I happened to be working the graveyard shift when normally I work the swing. Mm-hmm. So I think she was expecting me to be at work, or I don't know where she thought I was.
She was working the swing, too. Swingers.
Apparently so.
So you actually walked in to the bedroom and caught them mid-hump.
That's right. It was only a one-bedroom apartment, so there wasn't much... Much of where else
suspect.
To hide it.
I gotta tell you, this is why the first thing I do when I move into a place is go ahead and pop a barrel bolt or deadbolt onto the bedroom door. I lock that thing. I lock it when I'm taking a nap. I lock it when I'm doing God knows what, but I lock it. I never want to be caught by surprise. I don't care what I'm doing. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Kenny. We'll give you one of those gift certificates from Kevin Jewelers. This sounds good.
All right, thanks, man.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I just thought of something very sick. I gotta cleanse my mind. Caroline Ray is here. Dear friend Caroline Ray from The Biggest Loser. We'll take a quick break. We'll have more of your stories. We'll have Caroline. All that after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Dear friend Caroline Ray is in studio. You know her from The Biggest Loser, NBC's hit show. Also, Sabrina, Teenage Witch, which is Ann Hilda in big-time syndication. Are you making money off that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Eventually it comes down to, like, you know, you get ones for... Like, I've gotten ones from Conan for, like, 11 cents for residuals.
From Conan, did you say?
Yeah.
From
being on the show and then
repeating it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know you got those.
Well, you've been ripped off.
Yeah. Well, I've been asked not to do Conan
Love
anymore.
Loveline and MTV, we didn't get any of those. It would be like you owe them $7 because they want to show the show again.
Conan did something funny, which is I think he hates me. I did the show a couple times, and he'll not let me do the show again.
Why?
And, I don't know. I think it was a content issue. He's a little uptight, I think. I have no idea. The point is they've decided I can't do the Conan O'Brien show anymore. And then it's right back to Caroline Ray. But I'll just say this real quick. Something funny happened, which was right around 9/11, Jimmy and I were out in New York to do a Hugh Hefner roast or something like that. And they wanted Jimmy to do Conan.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy said... I think he was sort of effing with them, and he knew that they didn't want me to be on the show. Jimmy said, I'll only do Conan if my partner Adam comes on and we do it as a team. And they said, you know what? We don't do teams. We don't do partners. So we just want you, Jimmy. And I said, I have done the show with my other partner, Dr. Drew. So I, in fact, know that, yes, you do partners. And I thought, wow, how many times do you get busted like that? Here's a guy who has two partners and who has done the show with his other partner. And you try to float the we don't do the partner thing. And it would work 99% of the time, except for I have a partner and we did it. Together.
I think you and Conan would love each other.
He's a
You're
puss,
hilarious.
I think is the problem.
What'd you say?
He's a pussy,
no,
I think
he's
is
not.
The problem.
Okay, I have a little comment for your Dick Cheney thing that it doesn't reveal anything about him.
Go ahead.
The man was hunting small, innocent animals. Does that not reveal something?
I don't.
And he then mistook someone and tried to lie and get away with it. That reveals your character.
Well, I don't know that he tried to lie and get away with it just yet. And I'm no big fan of Dick Cheney, and I'm no fan of hunting. I'm just saying, I don't know how much we need to make of this. I think there's bigger fish to fry.
I think it just furthers his image of being evil. That's what I think.
Well,
even Darth Vader is like, you know what, you got to bring it down. You're like pushing the evil.
But on the other hand, there's a part of me that likes that likes my leaders to hunt because I want them to go hunt Al-Qaeda.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm saying? I like that aggressive, you know, Ted Nugent gene. I like them. That's what I want. Ted with a crossbow.
Except that he's not hunting Al-Qaeda. He's hunting birds.
Tiny little birds.
And apparently 78-year-olds.
It starts with birds. And then And then it makes its way up to deer and then old men. And then eventually you get overseas and you start tracking terrorists. Give him time. He's only 78.
Give him a minute.
Caroline Ray is got herself a little CD, which is out called... What Is It You Can't Face, which is a play on something from The Sound of Music. So she tells me that sounds like the C word if you say it with an English accent.
Wow.
Is that how you should do it?
Boy, that is like the slaughter of a punchline. She says it sounds like you have to buy the CD. That would be the way to find out the material.
I saw The Sound of Music one time. Yeah. I saw it about 3 years ago. And I'd made it into my adult life without seeing The Sound of Music. And I saw it during and doing officially the gayest thing ever done, just actually gayer than gay coitus, which is I saw it at the Hollywood Bowl for Sound of Music sing-along night.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Me and 18,000 homosexuals singing about Edelweiss.
I am a gay American.
I got hornswaggled. Somebody said, I got tickets to the ball.
Hornswaggled? That might be the gayest thing you've ever said.
That'd
too.
Be a great name for a bar.
Hornswaggled. I think I have a hornswaggle.
You want to go down the brother load? No, let's go to hornswaggled. We'll have a smart cocktail.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Somebody told
me. My mother can't say that someone's homosexual. She always says, well, darling, I think his name is Gary, and I think the R is silent. Sorry to hear about it.
Now, you're from Canada,
right? I love
right?
this. Who's doing the rim shots and the sounds? Yeah. It's you right there. Don't you? We need those in life, just a little rim shot?
It would be nice.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? What do you do for your wife?
Well, you know, every day's Valentine's Day for her. Which I would argue means no day's Valentine's Day. I can't figure out. Actually, every day's Christmas and Valentine's Day and her birthday. We went out on Sunday, but that's about it. You know, we got twins coming, so we're going to go.
You do?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we're going.
When are they coming?
August. Okay. I've learned to stop saying I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Is she having them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you said they were coming. I don't know if they were coming from another country.
Oh no. We're not importing. Later on, when I break off with her and head over with Angelina, I will bring myself a couple Taiwanese kids in. But
I never
for
ever
now,
ask anyone if they're pregnant unless they're actually crowning. That would be my only rule.
Yes.
Because with twins, has she gained a lot of weight?
She just has the belly, so you can tell. But I have been present during the "Are you pregnant?" No, I am not.
It's horrifying
debacle before, yeah. And that's the whole thing. Yes, I want to see a child coming out. I don't care.
And even in your case, I would not even say unless one has come out fully, then question whether or not she's pregnant.
In the case of twins,
if it's twins, yeah,
right.
If you have an umbilical cord in any way connected, are you pregnant? And then still act shocked.
Don't. And listen, don't ask anything. Don't say, just don't ask. Don't say if you lost weight, if you changed your hair, just sit there. That's what I do every conversation. How say you, Adam? Mm-hmm. Sound like Scooby-Doo.
You can just say you look thinner, then you'll win.
You look thinner, you look better.
You look like, and with a man, you look like you have more hair.
Yeah.
It's come back a bit. Yeah.
Tell that to Chef's
How say
crown.
You, Ray, on Valentine's Day? How will you spend the day?
How will I spend it? My boyfriend asked if we could postpone it until March, and I think that's a good sign.
Wonderful.
If we could just double up on, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
We will take ourselves a break. Caroline Ray is in studio. We have some good stories about people being dumped, and of course, Caroline will fill us in on her Valentine's Day. We'll do all that, if there is one, after this.
This is Robert Schimmel. Give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM.
That's right, 866-901-ADAM. Caroline Ray is in studio. Biggest
okay, this
loser.
Is how I got here today.
Yes, how did you get here this morning, Caroline?
I followed a bus with your picture on it the whole way. Do you think that's odd?
I've seen a few of those, too.
Oh, my God. It's such a very important you might be running for office picture, too.
I've parked behind it or been stopped at stoplights and stuff behind it, and it makes me exquisitely uncomfortable.
Doesn't it feel like, oh, my God, employee of the month? You're like, there the picture, and there you are.
A couple weeks ago, I was behind a bus with the picture of Corolla that said, hang up your cell phone, and I was on the cell phone with Adam Corolla. Now, that's weird.
That is really weird.
I went to a party a couple weeks ago, and we were standing outside, and the only thing that you could see in the dark night was this bright lit up head on a billboard of Adam Carolla watching over me.
I know, and it's weird it's weird for me. Thank God I can sort of divorce myself from all this stuff because it doesn't really feel like much. But I once in a while, I get caught behind one of those buses, and I think, wow, I got to bring this up in therapy. And then I think, I got to stop picking my nose because people are watching me watch myself and do the only thing I do when I drive, which is frantically pick my nose.
And once again, why yes. why in crap am I not in those pictures? I don't understand it.
It's an outrage.
This face is the greatest selling point this show's got.
Yeah, it moves product. Yeah. We're going to...
Why isn't Rachel just the whole picture and then in tiny letters, Adam Carolla? Okay, if that's the way you're going to go.
I mean, thank you, Carolyn. Somebody had to say it. I mean, I'm so
Caroline,
modest.
Here we were Caroline. Friends and then you butchered my name. Oh, well.
I'm yeah. sorry.
It would be nice if it was sorry. Anyone else's picture but mine.
Doesn't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Thank you. Exactly. I only bit Larry David's head off because he called me Carolyn. But there's something that happens in people's brain. They go, I go, hi, I'm Caroline. And then they say back, well, hello, Carolyn.
Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline.
Yeah.
Well, Caroline.
I've terrified Raquel. She can't say my name right at all now.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it is everyone's fault. It's all... But it's all the Andrea, you know that sort of thing. We don't need that. It's very confusing. I'll tell you.
We don't need that.
No, we don't. Well, here's the thing. My wife's best friend is named Suzanne, and Dr. Drew's wife is named Susan. Right. And I see both of them four times a year and always screw it up. How you doing, Susan? Suzanne!
Right.
Oh, it is a slap in the face if you call a Susan a Suzanne, or vice versa.
But it is the person's name. What I mean, yeah. Carolla must get butchered all the time.
Make it, I don't
a damn
mind.
Carolla.
I don't mind, but the point is guys' first names are separated. There's an Adam and there's an Alan, but there's not an Adam and an Adam.
Adam.
Or as Ozzy would say, yeah.
But I can't even say Yemen or retard properly, so that's...
Yeah.
I mean, don't feel offended. I can't say anything properly.
Thank you for lumping me in that category.
No, no.
All right, let's get back on track here. Caroline.
Okay, Mike August is your producer. What is he?
He's our booker.
Okay, Mike August used to be my agent.
Oh, he did?
Yes, and he did
William
the greatest
Morris.
Show business thing to me ever. We were once chatting, and I was talking to him about an audition, and I said, well, I just don't know what I should wear for this character. And he said, I think you look great. And I said, we're on the phone.
Wow.
You are the phoniest human in the world. I love him, but he was complete. I'm like, you got to be able to see me for that one.
Yeah.
He was a big power player in Hollywood, apparently. He was a agent for a lot of people. Then he suffered the head injury, of course.
Yeah.
I think it's brave that he's continuing
he
on.
Agent.
It's essentially
yeah.
regarding Henry now. He's had to drop out.
Hey, yeah, it's super. It's great. Everything's going to happen. It's totally going to happen. Who
yeah.
is this? You know, I mean, I also once had an agency. I can't believe you think that I can't represent you without having seen your work. I was like, well, I would like you to have seen my work, though.
Well, he's a BS artist. That's what this town is full of. But
really?
Yes. But what are you going to do? He's effective. Look, he got
he's
you
very
in.
Sweet. There you go.
Yet he can't BS his way into the bed of a woman.
Yeah.
Somehow.
It's been 4 years,
really?
Caroline Ray.
Since yep. what?
Since he's had sex.
That is such a big, fat lie. There is
it
no is. Way.
No, it's true.
Why
really?
Would anyone lie
it's
about
true.
That?
Because,
yeah.
what, did he take a vow of celibacy?
You think it's more like 6 years?
He took a vow of internet
I think
porn.
It's eight, if there's a day.
Well, someone go get Mike August. We need to
it's
take a...
It's been 4 years.
Big Tad, don't ever hustle.
Men would not... a man would not ever... That was very 1940s newsroom, the way he just ran. That guy.
All right, hold on. We need to take a break. We'll get Mike August in here to explain to former client Caroline Ray why he's been celibate for over 4 years. We have way too much show to go. I want to play a little Ass Kiss Rodeo with Caroline Ray. I'll explain the rules during the break. You'll be good at it. You may wear the belt buckle. Jeff Probst from Survivor currently resides
Can I just
atop
say,
the heap
I have
of celebrities.
A big competition with him. He beat me at Celebrity Blackjack, and I'm still annoyed.
All right, well, now, this is
redemption.
Your chance. Redemption.
A
sweet, sweet redemption. We'll
I don't
take
know.
A
I don't
quick,
like the sound of it.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. Caroline Ray is in studio. NBC's Biggest Loser is her show.
That's always a fun title. It's The Biggest Losers, Caroline Wright. It's nice. They combine it at comedy clubs.
What is it you can't face? Also, the name of her CD. Now, Mike August is
Where's it available, Adam, my CD?
Everywhere.
No.
Finer CDs? Are...
No. You have to go to CarolineRae.com.
Trunk of Caroline Ray's car.
My microphone is limp.
Oh. You have to go
Valentine's Day.
You go to CarolineRae.com and you get this CD.
There you go.
Also, Mike is here. Mike, the world's greatest inner building booker.
Mike also wanted to book Caroline me on, too. Literally, he would be like, there's this fantastic show, it's all black comedians, I totally submitted you. I'm like, okay, all right.
I did do that, I remember.
Mike used to be an agent over at William Morris, and he represented Caroline Ray.
I was Caroline's first agent.
He was, and he would say things like, you got it! You got it! I'd be like, I just want to be on television. You got it!
Was I wrong?
Yeah.
Did he tell you he wanted to be in the Caroline Ray business?
Apparently he doesn't want to be in anyone's business. It's been 4 long years.
Ouch.
I remember getting a letter from William Morris when I used to be with them saying, we look forward to another year of working with you and your wild cast of characters. I thought, I do no characters. I have no range. Anyone who knows me, I don't do a British and a Cockney accent. I barely do my own. And that's when I knew maybe they weren't paying attention. Wild. Did you write that letter?
I probably authorized the writing.
Also, Caroline was explaining to us, Mike, while you were doing coke in the bathroom, that she once spoke to you and you said she looked great and it was over the phone. Is that true?
That's what you said. It was for an audition. Do you remember that? I go, I don't know what to wear. And you're like, I think you look great. And I'm like, we're on the phone. It's my example of all-time phoniest thing ever said to me in show business.
Oh, please.
Being in the Caroline Ray business, I quite enjoy it, too.
I like that, too. Also, Caroline did not believe it had been 4 years plus since you've actually laid down with a woman.
Don't you love the fact that she doesn't believe that? I love that.
Because I know you for the dog that you are, and there were always numerous girls attempting to get into show business all around you. Well, I can't believe you can't pull that off anymore.
That's the interesting thing with Mike. And you see it with women sometimes. They're very amorous in their 20s or something. They get around, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong, and they have a little breakdown, and they have a dormant period. You don't see that with guys. You were very busy, very active. I suspect it's because you used to have an expense account. You used to have an American Express card.
Oh, yes,
paid maybe. For by William Morris that you would take all your dates out with, and you don't have that anymore.
And is he now just working for airtime?
What's
he
doing? He's sublimely cheap, of course.
He's exquisitely cheap. And is that part of it, Mike?
I don't think that's part of it. You could make that assumption, but I don't think that would be correct.
If you met the right person, would you be game for a relationship?
Of course,
would be.
You have been commitment phobic forever and ever and ever, though.
That could be true.
Well, how does this work? Your dad's a football coach.
Was, yes.
Was a football coach. You lived in Denver, Colorado for many years, or mm-hmm. Boulder, wherever mm-hmm. you guys
were. We traveled the country.
You traveled. Your parents are still together.
Yes.
How do people get so effed up?
It's not that they're effed up. They just think that they want to have sex for the rest of their life with different women, and if you settle down, you don't get to. Or you do, but you just have to pay a pint, you know.
Now he settles down with no one.
Right.
Right. He settles down with his hamper every night.
I just can't believe you haven't had sex in 4 years.
I don't think it's been quite that long.
Uh-huh. No further questions, Your Honor. You big fat liar. It's not been 4 years.
Well, big fat loser. And yes, it's been. Well, look, who cares? 3 years,
yes,
4
exactly.
years. You're an adult male living in Los Angeles.
Adam is fixing this for me, I think.
Oh, okay.
We tried to set him up on a date with saleswoman Taryn, who basically just vomited when I asked her how it went. She couldn't stand the guy.
Is as hard as her body.
Well, he's heartbroken because she ordered the surf and turf, and he paid
and
for it and got nothing. Yeah. Yes, I told her to order surf, turf, and surf again. The most expensive thing on the menu.
$300, Caroline.
No, she's
one
taking
day.
It out.
It was a $300
yeah,
date.
Yet he's taking it out on her. Meanwhile, Adam's the one that told her she had to order it.
Well, he thought that he would get something in return, and he got nothing.
Yes.
That's
yeah, well,
the problem.
That's what... Why, what how can you...
We shouldn't expect a return on investment.
Exactly.
But that's a little tacky to order the surf turf and surf squared or whatever it was again.
Adam
surf to the third.
That's
so mean of you.
Well, because he's so cheap, I knew he would throw her a Tootsie Pop and tell her to get naked. Here's a churro. Take
that's
your pants
not being
off.
Kind to Mike.
Well, that's what he would do. If
oh, I
didn't...
thought you meant he was the Tootsie Pop.
No,
it was being thrown. I thought it was very unkind.
No, he's smaller than that. But
oh,
the point
he's
is,
so mean.
My point is,
he wants to be a Tootsie Pop.
We'll have to ask Mr. Al how long it takes to get to the bottom of Mike August. All right, let's get Mike. Get out of here.
I'm so sorry. Nice to see you. I'm sure you'll find a nice girl. Or at least, like, somebody who'll...
Let's rein it in. Let's rein it in. We don't care. He was a bad agent. Now he's a bad lover. He booked you. That's the important part. You're here because of him. Yes?
Yes. He would literally... One time, when I had Australian managers, they... That was when I was working with him. They had these, like, ridiculous Australian accents, and they were like, "We booked you. You're going to open for Dionne Warwick." I was like, "What?"
Yes. That's how Rachel pronounces Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick, yeah.
Yes.
So
that sounds perfectly right.
Yeah. We will. We were promising to play a little Ask Kiss Rodeo. Now, I know you're intrigued. And possibly nervous about playing Ask Kiss
Rodeo. I'm going to say I'm borderline horrified.
Horrified, but it's easy to do.
Ask Kiss Rodeo?
And we're playing celebrity.
It's not
Ask
easy
Kiss
to
Rodeo.
Understand, not easy to play.
It is not easy. You be careful because you could get hurt.
It is.
If you want,
now I'm afraid.
I am volunteering to play the Ask Kiss Rodeo clown for you.
You're going to run out and distract the
bull.
If
something happens, I will distract the bull.
All right. Well, let's hear.
No, I'm completely terrified now.
Well, here's how it goes. Just calm down. This is going to be very easy. First off, play a little Jeff Probst, who is the celebrity. He's wearing the belt buckle as we speak.
It's a great hat.
I feel like I need to lose weight. I feel heavy.
You?
Bloated.
Wow. You look lean as a machine.
I love sushi.
Sushi is maybe the best meal out there, unless there's something I haven't tried.
I hate sushi.
You know, and then there are times when sushi goes through you and you think, why'd I just eat it? But you go back and eat it again.
I've heard enough. He's the new celebrity.
You get
the point.
Belt?
You just agree with everything I say.
That's sort of like just being Canadian, isn't it? Isn't this the same game?
Basically, yeah. You just okay. We just kiss the ass of
we just
Americans.
Have to be a sycophant to you.
Yes, but here's where I feel, personally, Probst went wrong. He didn't color it enough with why Adam... is great. It was enough.
He focused on the food
agreeing,
or whatever.
He was agreeing, but not focusing on why Adam is so smart and talented. Along mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what we're looking for?
If I may make a suggestion to you, I would say go in that direction, and perhaps you
did
can
you
knock
come
Probst
up with
off.
This one on your own, little Adam?
No, I didn't. I would have, but I didn't. I think Dave Damaschek came up with this one. Did you come up with Ask Kiss Rodeo?
Well, no, you know, I think the countless people who've lined up to kiss his ass are the ones who really came up with
it. Have you guys all played this game?
Sure.
Okay. Intentionally and unintentionally.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And you think...
What do you hope to gain by kissing his ass? Is this just... This is
he
just a fun little game.
He likes
rights.
It.
Okay. Bragging rights.
You want to be the best.
Okay.
Yeah. You say Canadians have an unfair advantage at Ask Kiss Rodeo?
Well, you know, we're
that way.
We're overly polite.
Evidently,
we want to please everyone.
You and Rachel aren't from the same province. I'm guessing.
We're not.
I'm guessing.
We're not.
Okay, so let's play a little Ask Kiss Rodeo. Let's get it started with our theme song.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! Ow!
I love Dick Cheney.
Can't play this game.
All right, maybe that was
a very poor opening.
That was tough. The man is a pacemaker in place of a heart,
not even helping his heart.
Even.
No.
All right, I came out of the gate with a tough one.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to build into it. All right.
Two weeks ago, I badmouthed the Pittsburgh Steelers in order to do well at Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Oh my God. Oh, it's all right.
I'm going to. I'm going to ramp up. That was my fault.
What a slow build.
My ass was too elusive.
It was.
I should make it more accessible to everyone. Fellas, ladies as well. All right, let's cue it up again.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! Whew, I'll tell you, Caroline Ray, it's nothing I like more than a nice nap at the end of the day.
That's because you work so hard, Adam, and your shoulders must be exhausted from carrying this show.
Yeah, I could really use a rub from the loving hand of a beautiful comedian.
Well, if I knew any, I would give you their number, but I think really that would the honor would be theirs just to rub your fine ass.
Yes, they should pay me.
They should pay
you. I like Valentine's Day. It's a beautiful holiday.
Every day is Valentine's Day with you just to tell people how much they love you. You know what? I'm so good at this game, it's making me sick.
Oh, you know, you're doing so well.
I know. I was going to vomit. I just felt like I was dating someone in 1984 again.
Oh, really? That's how it used to be. Oh,
she's having a violent reaction to this. Never seen anything like
it. I've never seen a rider. This is a first. She threw herself off.
She jumped.
I couldn't bear it.
Right.
I'd be on that horse all day complimenting him.
We have some hard luck stories we were talking about before the show, or actually before this segment about an hour ago. We have these gift certificates. Losing track. Gift certificates to give out. And Kimbra, the lesbian trucker, has been on hold for 60 minutes. So let me just check with her. Kimbra?
Hi, Adam. How you doing?
Good.
First off, I want to say Caroline Ray, I love you very much, and I sympathize. My name's Kimbra, and it's spelled B-R-E, and nobody says it right, and it just drives me nuts.
Thank you, Kimbra. I appreciate that. I hope I just said it right, because that would be a terrible ending to that. Okay.
Yes. Didn't I just say it right?
Yeah, I'm still playing Ask Kiss Rodeo.
So, all right, get on with it, Kelly.
Let's go. What's up?
So, the story is that my girlfriend and I were driving cross-country together in a sleeper truck. And in Pennsylvania, we live in California, but in Pennsylvania, we found out that her license had been revoked.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't able to drive. So she had to basically just sit in the passenger seat and go crazy. And on our way back to California to drop her off to get things taken care of, we got stuck in a blizzard in Colorado. And we were stuck there. We were snowbound for 2 days. And she went cabin fever on me and told me every single thing that I had ever told her about me. She punched every button and called me all sorts of names and just basically went off at me. So for 2 days.
So you guys slept in the big rig, in the sleeper part of the big rig, for 2 days, riding out the snowstorm.
Yeah, and there was nothing around, so I couldn't get away from her. I couldn't get, like, go somewhere. Or
yeah. All right. So
just like a woman.
Who broke up with who?
She broke up with me. She was telling me that she thought I was the most disgusting thing that ever lived and all this other stuff. And, I mean, it was just horrible. And then finally we got out of the snowstorm, and it just continued all the way to California. And I wanted to let her out and put her on a plane because I was so...
All right, hold on a second. This is you guys breaking up, but I've heard worse.
Yeah, listen, when I heard Kimbra, the lesbian truck driver, I had high hopes, but it was downhill after that opening.
Yeah. I don't think that's good enough to merit our gift certificate.
Terrorized me.
Yeah, what happened? Did she stalk you after you broke up?
No, but she asked to come back like 3 or 4 times, and she was like, always, and I was like, no way, because, yeah. I mean, she said the meanest things, and, you know, I'm...
All right, hold on a second. Let me give you my my theory on gay and lesbian relationships. It'll be a little controversial. Be prepared to disagree, Caroline.
I feel it coming. Okay.
I learned from doing 10 years of Loveline that many homosexuals were created in the lab, as I like to say. A lot of them just born that way, and then another percentage, they got molested, they got screwed with, there's trouble with the opposite sex, and therefore they want this direction. Now, the reason you're going to have a higher percentage of bad relationships in the homosexual world is because you're dealing with people that have already been effed with. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If you take heterosexual couples and one of the couple or both of the couple was diddled by a weird uncle, it's going to be low percentage in the relationship game. It's probably not going to work out. It's going to be higher failure rate,
gotcha,
is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So the whole group that you're dealing with, a larger percentage of those people were victims, and thus more chaos in the relationship. How say you?
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
How can you?
Well, your argument's excellent, really. Oh, no, we're not playing Ask Us Radio anymore.
Thank you.
You're saying that more gay people are problemed...
I'm saying there is a percentage of gay people that are gay because they were abused.
And you think that there are so many heterosexual people who have been abused or survived, well, obviously incest, there's some huge percentage in the country, and you're thinking it's greater within homosexual couples.
I think it's greater. I think it's much greater.
All right, well.
I think a fair amount of women that are lesbian were that way because they were made that way, not by the big lesbian maker in the sky, but by the weirdo uncle.
I would submit, though, that that's influenced by your vast experience with strippers. I think the stripper girls are probably fit that bill. They're bisexual or lesbian.
That's true, too. Well, there's another population that's going to have a lower percentage in the relationship department, which is strippers. Well, there's another group that was diddled. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know that many strippers. You know a lot of strippers?
I do, and I do know there's a high diddle quotient going on. Mm-hmm. Diddle factor. That's a show. Get Joe Rogan on the phone. Diddle factor. We took strippers and locked them in a basement with their uncle. Diddle factor. All right. I know, you're too politically correct to agree with me on this one,
no,
but off the air
you
will.
I don't agree with you. You I'm don't. Not that politically correct. I just don't agree with you.
You don't?
No.
But you can't argue with it. What percentage, let me ask you this, what percentage of lesbians do you think were born that way and what percentage do you think were created?
There seems to be no cutoff date, I must say. There's many women who discover that they're gay much later in life, it seems.
It is. Still time for you,
yes.
I might say.
Thanks so much for that vote.
I keep my fingers crossed. I can hold hope out.
But why? What would be the big thrill?
Just the idea. To know it next time I see you.
I have a really gorgeous 36-year-old boyfriend, though.
But the next time I see you, I'd like you to go, this is Joanne.
And she and I have just come from 8 hours in the shower.
We just got snowed in a truck.
We didn't fight at all.
I just think it'd be funny.
Time drove by. So you're thinking this woman's already got a disadvantage of having a rotten relationship because she... But I disagree. But go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
Even though I'm right. Caroline Ray.
It's your show. You can be completely right.
I was going to keep you another break, but then you disagreed, so I have to throw you off.
All right.
Now, we have to move on.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are going to buy my comedy album after my say on the homosexuals and how they grew up.
Yeah. Caroline Ray. .com is where you get it, everybody.
Where you get it.
And it's where you can purchase it, I should say. Also, The Biggest Loser on NBC. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, Mr. Adam. Good luck with your giant, successful show. All the people I talked to, they were very jealous about your budget.
Thank you. Come back anytime. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 1-866-901-ADAM. That's 1-866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show. You better call. This is MG. We got to go. Call the Adam Carolla Show now.
All right. Richard Martin, the Republican from Ohio, is in studio. He wants to rebut some of these allegations that are going on with the Cheney situation. We're going to get to that in a second. First, we're talking sort of hard luck relationship stories. I have these gift certificates to give out for $100. Keith?
Yeah?
You have a hard luck story you were dumped on?
Yeah, I was dumped on, Adam. Years ago, my girlfriend, we were going to go out one night. She goes, no, I don't feel good, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So I hook up with my buddies. We go out and... hear about this party at so-and-so's house, so we decided to swing on in, and there she is. Oh, hey, what's going on? I thought you felt sick, and well, I feel better, so went out with my friend, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, that's great. When I'm talking to her, I'm looking at her sweatshirt, and I see this stain on her sweatshirt. I was like, what the hell? So I bring it to her attention. She tells me, oh, yeah, when we went out to dinner, me and the girls, whatever, whatever. Whatever the dessert was they had, they were stupid. And
tapioca.
Yes. I don't know what she said it was.
Right.
But anyhow, some dessert. So later on that night, we hooked up, and when she got up to go to the bathroom, I thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to investigate this a little closer. So I started checking it out, and... it was some other dude's seed.
So it's that smells like seed, looks like seed, tastes like seed. Thank Christ I didn't step in it. Is that how the joke goes? How did you ascertain that, Keith? And if there's a home kit, I'd like to buy it for myself.
Well, you know, I didn't taste it, but
yeah,
I thought it.
One can tell. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, man flan. Yeah.
A little gravy.
Yeah. Ugh. Wow, that's tough. And did she say, yeah, I'm telling you that waiter was clumsy, or did she just admit to it?
No, she didn't say nothing about the waiter.
All right. Did she cop to it?
Never cop to it. Nope.
She never copped to it.
Kudos there. She stuck to her guns.
All right. Well, I'm not so sure that's actually another man's seed, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, this sounds like the work of one President Clinton. How say you, Representative Martin?
Well, that's a good point.
I wouldn't put it past him. You know, the way that you can tell is if you rub the stain, and then you get a feeling that you've killed a little baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you look at even masturbation as abortion.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a little child that could have grown up and lived in a gated community.
I see, yeah.
Only right. If they were white, though, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we do allow other minorities, but they, you know, we got to make sure that they're safe, that they're rich, you know, that they're not the looting type.
Right, right.
Right. I understand. Yeah. Right. You live in a gated community yourself.
But we are not racist.
Okay. But do you have any people of color that live in the community?
No, it's a nice neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just checking.
Of course.
Richard Martin, the Republican from Ohio, stops by every once in a while. He basically, I think you feel like, especially here in Southern California, we're one of the blue states, we lean a little left. And you're here.
A little left?
Well, you're here to add some balance. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Now, you're outraged over the whole Cheney thing. And, of course, the nighttime talk shows, the late-night shows, had a field day with this. We have some of those. Can we hear that, Mike?
Our Vice President, Dick Cheney,
Jimmy Kimmel,
went quail hunting this weekend. I'm not sure if he shot any quail, but he did manage to bag a good-sized 78-year-old man. It's the funniest thing ever. The vice president says it was an accident. The guy got in the line of fire, but the good news was he was delicious. It's refreshing because it's been a long
like
time
that,
since there was a shooting.
I don't like that Jimmy Kimmel.
But all kidding aside, and in fairness to Dick Cheney,
him and his lefty friends,
he has to shed human blood or he violates his deal with the devil.
There was so much snow in Washington D.C. Dick
this
Cheney
is Jay Leno.
He shot a fat guy. I think it was a polar bear. Like when people found out he shot a lawyer, his popularity now 92%.
78-year-old Harry Whittington, the first person shot by a sitting beep
John
since
Stewart.
Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton, of course, was shot in a duel with Aaron Burr over issues of honor, integrity, and political maneuvering. Whittington was mistaken for a bird. So moms and dads, if you're watching right now, I can't emphasize this enough. Don't let your kids go hunting with the vice president.
This is why he gets the Peabody every year.
Contracts they're trying to land or energy regulations they're trying to get lifted, he'll shoot them in the face.
Wow. Now, you don't like that. You don't like that.
You know, Adam, everybody certainly has the right to express their opinion. This is America. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's the liberal media again trying to pull people away from the fact that they don't have a candidate.
Right.
That they have no policies that people can get behind.
Well, the media is saying that he tried to hide it. That he was trying to keep this from the media. It was a full day after the shooting that it was reported, and then it was just to a local paper.
They were in the weeds. It takes a long time to get back to the house.
So they were in country.
They were in country, Adam. You know?
And they couldn't call on a cell phone or explain.
They don't bring cell phones when they hunt. If a duck hears a cell phone go off, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Everything's lost. They're trying to distract you from the fact that they have no policy, they have no initiatives, and they have no candidates.
I just want to know why it seems so clandestine, so secretive. Mm-hmm. You know, it really feels like Cheney's trying to keep this from
people.
It's
more fun that way, Adam. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot more fun. Dick, every morning, gets up and he has a press briefing. He tells everybody what's going on with everything. Mm-hmm. He just chooses to do it at an undisclosed location.
I see. So it's just the location.
It's the location.
How about Hillary? Is she a threat? You said the Democrats don't have anybody. I feel like she may be a viable threat in 2008. No, you're laughing,
Adam. Do you really think America is going to stand for a woman who stood by her man? A man who inserted a cigar into an intern in the very room we declared an embargo on Cuban products?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Is that an American?
Sacrilege.
Is that an American?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Technically, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You seem like a sensible guy. Why would you ask such a silly question?
I don't know.
Have they got their hooks in you, Adam, the liberals out here?
Well, it's tough.
I see your hair's touching your collar.
When you live in Hollywood, it's just you hang out with a lot of comedians, okay. And they're, you know, they're progressive, and you know, I don't want to be
progressive, progressing towards insanity. That's what they're doing.
I don't want to be ostracized amongst the cool comedians, you know, the ones that read out of the notebooks up at Largo. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
I'm sorry.
Speaking gibberish to me.
Yeah. All right. I know you're going to disagree with this, but. Do you think Cheney did it on purpose? I mean, how is it that you don't see that old man? I mean, the man is 6 foot plus. He's standing
Adam,
there, quails like 8 ounces.
78-year-old man, Adam. He hunts for McGurney. Well below range. They oil the wheels of the gurney up every time he goes hunting. You can't hear it sneaking up there through the...
He actually hunts from a gurney, something to be wheeled into a hospital.
Because he loves to hunt.
Yeah.
He loves to hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Loves to kill, is what you're saying.
Caroline Ray doesn't like hunters.
Do you eat meat, Rachel?
Oh, sure.
Oh, and it just magically appears on your plate.
Interesting.
It's not killed.
Mm.
It takes its own life. Is that how it gets to your plate, Rachel?
I thought it did.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's the...
I only eat suicidal animals.
She had a theory about the meat fairy, which is the world's worst rental, by the way, I saw this weekend.
That's the fantasy world the liberals live in. You think the world runs on rainbows and marshmallows. Uh-huh. It doesn't.
No.
Uh-huh. It runs on oil and the exploited labor of poor people.
Yeah. Marley?
Yeah?
You have a hard luck story?
I do, in fact. Mm. It was about two and a half years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was seeing a guy, and we were getting drunk and everything. It was me and him and his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were drinking, and I was feeling a little loopy, so I go into my bedroom. You know, I lay down,
mm-hmm.
and they're all chilling out in the other room. You know, unbeknownst to me, I guess they're watching porno. You know, him and his male best friend,
mm-hmm.
and they come in. You know, he gives me a kiss, whatever. And I decide, you know, whatever, this is boring. I should get some more alcohol in me. So I go back out to, you know,
like you do. That's what I do when I'm bored.
You vomited and blacked out. Now it's time to get a little more booze.
I'm bored. Oh, let's get wasted.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So I go back out into the living room, get my screwdriver, you know. I forget what exactly I did. I was drunk, right? Mm-hmm. I come back in to my bedroom. No matter how drunk you are.
Bedroom.
In my bedroom. In my bed.
Oh, hold on. We just got bleeped out, I think, for saying performing oral.
Oh.
Am I allowed to say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you...
Mutually.
Yeah, but why would they do it in the bedroom? I mean, didn't they know... But first off, I don't imagine you guys live in a...
Why didn't you
5,000 square foot house?
No. It was a glorified closet, to be sure. It was.
Well, you went out,
and he came rushing right out of that glorified closet.
Well,
right in front of you.
Yeah,
good point.
Wait a minute.
You guys live in an 800 square foot, basically lean to. He goes
probably not 800.
You go into the kitchen to pour yourself another pop off driven screwdriver, and you don't. He doesn't expect you to walk back into the bedroom moments later?
I guess maybe he was drunk enough to think that that was an okay thing.
And what happened then after you discovered it?
I stood there for a second and, you know, in disbelief, like you do, and I kept drinking. That's what I did.
Now, can I ask this gal, what does rent go for in Gomorrah?
Yeah, it's next to Sodom.
Yeah.
Well, but if it turns out, Representative Martin, that it turns out that he is a gay man and, mm-hmm. and he falls in love with this man mm-hmm. and they decide to spend the rest of their lives together, it would be nice if they could get married in this country, wouldn't it be?
Oh, you're serious. Dave.
Well, they were best friends.
I don't know. I'm going to give you. It's pathetic enough to earn you this gift certificate, Marley.
Why are you rewarding? Adam, why do you reward the sodomites?
Why do we hand out cheese to the needy?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I meant. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Well, we need to take a break. Hang on there, Marley. It was a solid. I thought I'd won over. The good Republican from Ohio, Richard Martin, but I think he misunderstood me. More with him after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yes, there we go. Tell you why there was a little snafu there, because our board op, our normal board op, Bill, is in studio. He's got his boyfriend Alfred here. They're having a little difficulty during Valentine's Day. Also, we have Richard Martin, Republican from Ohio. He's here. Yes, he's not making eye contact with either Alfred or Bill. I'm guessing you're a little uptight about gay relations.
A little uncomfortable, Adam. Just a little bit. A
little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't Cheney have a gay daughter? He has
a lesbian daughter.
Doesn't
I have a gay daughter?
He does. He accepts that.
I suppose. I suppose he does.
Well, it's just as God created them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Then what's your question?
Well, I'm just saying if Cheney, a guy you look up to and defend staunchly, has a gay and or lesbian daughter, or both, certainly you can handle having gay people in the studio with you.
He doesn't approve of his lesbian daughter. You know, people say, why is Cheney ashamed of his lesbian daughter? Well, because she's a lesbian.
Right.
You know, it's like, why do you avoid looking at the burn victim? Well, they're a burn victim.
So
their skin's all rubbery.
You're
melted looking.
You're
equating. That's why I cast my eyes away.
You're equating a lesbian with a burn victim.
Actually, I don't, because burn victims don't choose to be burn victims.
They couldn't help it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I wouldn't mind hanging out with a burn victim.
I see.
Jill?
Yes?
We're doing our hard luck stories for Valentine's. It says here that you were served with divorce papers today.
Yes, I'm actually getting served today. I haven't been served yet, but I've been notified that I will be getting served at my work today.
Well,
congratulations.
If you get served with papers, does that mean that he's divorcing you, or do you
do you
have to serve somebody with divorce papers as well?
No, I don't. Not in Arizona. You just have to, I think, go through the courts, and I either have to sign the divorce. It's like a right to dissolution, the divorce.
What was the problem? What happened with you two?
Well, the main thing was for him, he's basically just riding on my coattails. I have a really good paying job, and I recently purchased a new home. We built it, and I worked really hard in trying to upgrade it and, you know, do all the things by myself. And we have a little 2-year-old girl, and he did absolutely nothing. And then...
Well, why would he divorce you?
Well, he now has me sign, me sign him on to title, and in Arizona it's a 50-50 state.
There's a, you know, I hear these stories all the time. First off, there's a fair amount of gold digging guys, which is shameful and sad. You know, bad enough when a woman does it. And then number two, I hear about all these super low rent divorces, like, well, he hired a killer to take his wife out because he had an $8,000 insurance policy on her. Something like, what, $8,000, $10,000, $15,000?
No. What the problem is...
I mean, what's your house worth? $75,000 and he can get half of that?
No, it's
$500,000. Well, I'd divorce you in a heartbeat.
Well, see, that's the thing. But and then I'm now also going back to school to get my MBA, and so I'm worth more money, so he thinks he probably could get alimony on top of that.
Right, well, let me ask you this, everybody who marries these sociopaths. Why do you marry them? You can't figure out the guy's a sociopath in the 2 years you date him before the actual marriage?
No, I was 6 months pregnant when I got married, so I kind of tried to do the right thing, you know, so... but it ended up, it just didn't work out. He's an alcoholic. And on top of that, he filed our tax return, unbeknownst to me, and forged my PIN number on TurboTax so he could get the refund.
Wow. Adam, this is what happens when people turn their back on Jesus.
Yeah, evidently.
You let Satan into your womb, and of course he's going to create another life form.
Wow. I don't want to get into religion, but I know a Jew when I hear one. Out in Arizona, TurboTax. Alcoholic, pregnant, before marriage. You guys are Jewish, of the Jewish faith?
No.
Oh, what? What? I'm never wrong about that. Wow.
Sorry.
He wasn't hitting the Manischewitz?
Yeah, I guess I was just, he considered me a gold mine.
All right,
mine,
well,
I
look. Okay, how much do you make a year, if you don't mind me asking?
60.
60. That's a gold mine?
No.
Okay. But, well, here's all I'm saying. You do find out half these hard luck stories when they're going, yeah, she was a gold digger. She just coming after me for my money. She saw the riches of King Midas. And how much you make a year? 28 grand? Well, you drive a truck for a living. How poor do you... I understand if someone's coming from the third world, but if they just were born here, 60 grand a year, a respectable live-in, but not really... I don't think you could level the gold-digging allegation at under 75.
Maybe. It's a messed-up relationship, and in a world where we have these sorts of troubled heterosexual marriages, don't you have a place in your heart for... the true love that Bill shares with his boyfriend, Congressman?
How much do you folks make?
I don't want... first off, we switched your Brill Cream with our Vaseline. Mm-hmm. And second off,
wow.
I don't believe in gay marriage of any type.
Don't?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Well, first off, I think it's just a sanctioned sex by the state. And I don't care if the governor knows that I'm having sex with Alfred, mm-hmm. when or for any reason, or if he wants to bribe me with tax incentives.
Now, when you say Alfred, you mean this Alfred, not the butler from Batman.
not that guy.
Okay, because that would be bizarre.
He can join us once in a while.
Yeah, well, hold on a second, you two lovebirds. I'm gonna settle this mystery. I'm gonna get you two. Are you guys doing okay?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Valentine's Day, how do you celebrate?
I got him some flowers and a Louis Vuitton thing and some other stuff and this tail.
Where's that tail?
Cool. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, you got him a tail.
And Alfred, what did you get Bill?
Yeah, what did you get me? Have you gotten me anything yet?
Nothing yet, actually.
Let me.
Wow. So Bill's the man of this relationship, really.
You really didn't get me anything.
Nothing yet.
Can I ask you two a question, honestly? What is it about the vagina you find so repellent?
Alfred, I'll defer to you, because I've had it.
I don't do fish.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't like the smell of it.
Oh, he said the rectum. We don't have to beep that out.
We don't go that far.
It smells the same. Check it out.
All right. Please, put your fingers back in your pockets, everybody. All right, here's what we need to do. Congressman, I appreciate you stopping by. As always, controversial yet insightful. If you want to find out more about Richard Martin, the Republican from Ohio, you just go to askarepublican.com. What's on that website? What might we find?
You can see video of me taking questions from greasy-haired liberals. You can read my bio, read all about me, and you can send me a question. So, God darn it, I can come out here and try to bridge the gap between the left and the right and turn you liberal folks around and get you started on the true path to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Speaking of turning around, Alfred and Bill are going to hang out for another break, I believe, so we can sort of figure this thing out. I'm gonna use some of my old love line experience to see if I can fix up the broken heart here. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Adam.
Richard.
God bless you.
You did great work. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
Yes, you should. We're giving away these $100 gift certificates over at Kevin Jewelers for the hard luck story. I forgot to tell Jill, who makes 60 grand a year and got served with papers today by her gold digging guy. And again, I don't know who digs gold at a school bus driver salary and why he would divorce you and gold dig at the same time. But either way, it's such a pathetic story. I'm going to give you this gift certificate, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
She can buy herself some actual gold for him to dig.
And let me say this. Don't, he's digging for pyrite, this guy. Thank you. Thank you, Michael Lynch. Also, don't marry some scumbag, would you? What, do you have a daughter? No. Do you have a son?
I have a little
2-year-old girl. So don't bring a wolf into the chicken coop, all right?
No, I've learned my lesson.
Stay away from these guys.
I'm going to have a prenup.
Yeah, just don't get married again.
I won't.
All right. Let's, sound advice. Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Is dating a girl who was working simultaneously as an escort. Yes?
Yes.
back about 95. She's actually my fiance, and she was working at a shoe store, as I thought. But obviously, she was in with the owner of the shoe store, and she was a real hot chick. And a couple of her hot friends came over one night while she was at work, and they just wanted to say, because I'm such a nice guy, wanted to let me know that she's been an escort this whole time and been hoarding all this money away. And next thing I know, she picked up and moved down to California.
I love the fact that women always talk about banding together, and then they go at it. That's they're right up there with the blacks. All they do is talk about banding together, and then it's another story out of South Central where an innocent person was shot on their lawn. I'm just saying, band together if you're going to band together. The gays band together quite nicely. Yes, Alfred and Bill?
Yay.
Yay, you say?
Yay, I say.
I think so.
Yeah, you guys are great at banding
together.
I'll say
gay is how they say.
We say gay. Yay.
They get a lot done, too.
Wrong kind of banding.
Yeah. Have you seen... Have you seen Santa Monica? Have you seen Boys Town? Pristine. It's like a beautiful golf course. The median going down Santa Monica there is groomed. There's palm trees. There's no gum on the sidewalk. And then as soon as you get out of Boys Town, take Santa Monica and follow it down to about Western. See what it turns into.
That's nearing our house.
Oh, really? Sorry.
Well, we're in lovely Silver Lake.
Oh, the aggressive. Yes. Yeah. Well, who knew? Gay guys from Silver Lake.
Yeah, long story short, everywhere. Really quick,
yes.
I ended up getting evicted out of my apartment because I didn't have any other money to pay rent and end up living in my car for 6 months.
Okay.
Chicks are brutal.
Pathetic. Yeah. But I would claim not all her fault. I mean, you should have had...
The living in the car for 6 months.
How about having $1,000 in the bank in case your old lady doesn't make rent?
I was young. I was 20. She was 18. I was an idiot.
I would like to give you the gift certificate, but I think the statute of limitations has run out on this hard luck story. It's 11 years old now, isn't it?
Yeah, but come
all right. Cry me a river. This is like saying you wanting sympathy because your team lost in the Super Bowl 11 years ago. No, I'll give it to you for that year, but then that's it. We got to move on. Speaking of moving on, phone up. I was going to say phone up, but board up. Bill is openly gay, yes?
Yes.
And does not believe in gay marriage?
No. Not for me.
Not for you. And Alfred, how say you?
Not for me.
Not for you. How did you two meet?
At a fashion show.
Shocker.
Yeah.
And Alfred is a makeup artist.
Yeah, yes. You were doing makeup and... Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing makeup that day.
And you were working. What were you doing, Bill?
I was going to see a friend of mine that does hair at the same show.
Gay hairstylist.
Yeah.
Wow, see, so I'm learning
another
something.
Shock.
Every day. And you guys met up. And how long ago was this?
Almost three and a half years. Yeah.
Oh, you've been together that long?
No. But, I mean, that's where we met. And then it took me about 3 months to actually... To get back to him and to chase him and grab him.
So you pursued him?
Yes, sort
of. this is interesting, and Rachel alluded to it earlier, which is which one of you is the dude and which one of you is the chick. I know that sounds horrible and condescending, but every relationship, and there are heterosexual relationships where... I'm guessing Mo Damashek's the dude in the relationship between Dave's dad, from what I've gathered so far. And I take that in the spirit in which it's intended, but she wears the pants over there. Yes?
Yay.
Okay. Yay, you say. In every relationship, here's the whole thing. There needs to be a scoutmaster, and there needs to be a weebolo. And that's all I'm saying. Somebody has to say, here's where we're going, here's where what we're eating, and here's what we're doing. It's usually the person who drives, I find.
Well, yeah.
Now you are the dude in this dude relationship, yes?
Sure, yeah.
And you establish yourself as the dude, as the one who does the pursuing.
Yeah.
Yeah, although
and
he...
And sends the flowers.
Although, the first time we met, he was looking at me, and he said, I want your bod.
And well, chicks do that, too.
And I looked around behind me, because I figured it must be talking to someone else.
Oh.
And it wasn't. And then it took us 3 months after that. Chasing him.
But it is, and I'd be curious to find this out in any relationship, but certainly lesbian or gay relationship. If the guy who does the chasing just sort of establishes himself as the guy who will be sort of the alpha partner in the relationship, and thus you did the chasing, now
and
you must buy the flowers on Valentine's Day.
Did you play hard to get? Did Alfred play hard to get?
Yeah, he wouldn't return my calls for Yeah, a couple of times.
I didn't know who he was.
Oh, he was so drunk he forgot that he had ever said that to me.
Too many of those anal poppers.
Yeah, I thought it was my roommate, and they're looking for my roommate.
He did that thing where he fanned himself and went fresh and hit him with the fan.
By the way, just to paint the picture, Alfred looks sort of like a huskier, more wolfen version of Dave Navarro.
I was thinking,
and
that.
And Bill is sort of like a William Dafoe,
yeah,
maybe, with red hair.
Yeah. Yeah,
just to illustrate what these two
they're both unique and attractive at the same time in the looks department.
But you can't judge that.
I don't know what dudes look like.
Yeah.
No, because I'm not gay myself.
No.
I can't judge. No, I don't know the difference between Clooney and Big Tad. I'm a dude. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know what dudes look like. I don't judge dudes. But by the way, who is your type, and who do you have? Because heterosexual couples have that thing where, look, if I ever run across fill in the blank celebrity, I get to be with her. And honey, if you ever run across Brad Pitt, you get to be with him. Do you guys have that in the gay community?
I have no idea. I just
who you like?
I'm attracted to that day, I guess.
I like Latin men, so I definitely like the Latinos.
Alfred,
he fits
well, I guess I would say, I like white men.
You like white men?
I'm attracted to white men.
Are you a Latin guy?
Yes, I am.
All right. It's hard to tell. I'll tell you why. And I know, again, this might sound horrible, but to me, once you go gay, that becomes your nationality. That trumps all others. You could have a guy in here black as coal. I'd be like, where are you from, Ireland? Because you're gay. I don't see color anymore. I just see sexual proclivity. It's tough. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Funny, ha-ha, or funny, you're angry?
Not funny, ha-ha, funny.
No, if he was angry, he'd say, I'll cut you.
Oh,
that's what I get all the time. I'll cut you.
That's when the Mexican comes out.
Yeah. That's so cute.
All right. So now are you
Someone
guys...
tried to steal your man, would you cut him too?
Depends.
Do you say
come
that?
Back.
Do you get all, like, bill.
Are you guys doing okay in the relationship department? Because I think Bill's a little upset that he feels like he has to get you the Valentine's Day gift, and Alfred, you're not going to get anything in return for Bill.
No, I always get Bill things, so. I mean, it's not just.
Warts doesn't
it's not
count,
just Valentine's,
though.
You know
I mean, I'm talking about a gift. You get him
no,
something?
I always get,
yeah.
Okay.
I always get him something. No. I always try to buy Bill, like, designer stuff. Bill's not really into it.
Yeah, he bought me this sweater.
I want Bill to have nice things.
And
Bill doesn't really care for
Are
nice
you guys
things.
Living together?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
How does that go? Is that all right?
Well, yeah. I've had
Same
really
room?
Bad roommates, so Alfred's, like, much better than the drug-addled numbskulls
right.
that I've been with before. So,
do you sleep in the same bed?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because I had friends that were gay, and they had separate bedrooms. They would take separate vacations, and I thought, diabolical.
Oh, that's great.
This thing will go on forever.
Yeah.
I mean, if heterosexual couples lived in separate houses and took separate vacations, there'd be no divorce.
That's where my mom and dad are.
Oh, they do?
They live in separate bedrooms. They're in the same house, separate bedrooms. They take pretty much the same vacation, but...
Right.
My dad does different things than my mom.
But then they're looking forward to the vacation, because instead of that heap that's sawing logs next to them in the bed, it's like, hey, it's you from down the hall. It's the hot chick from the back of the house. Where are we going? Your parents live in separate... They live in separate bedrooms?
Yeah. They live at this point. Yeah, because of the
Woody
snoring. Because of the snoring problem, yeah.
Nice. It's interesting. You know what would be an interesting ploy? Start working the snoring angle even if she doesn't snore. Check. You're going to get married, too. Start working it in. By year number three of their marriage, you'll be on the other side of the house. She'll be apologizing.
I wish. There's nothing I'd like better than to share a bed with you, but you're snoring.
Meanwhile,
sorry, baby.
You're up all night happily masturbating to Steelers highlights in the other part of the house. Joining Franco's army.
So?
All right. Let's see. Dan Savage is on the line. Dan is a syndicated columnist. Am I right about that, Dan?
Yeah, I read Savage Love. Runs in about 100 papers all over the country.
That's syndicated, okay. And you're gay, right?
That is accurate.
So who better to speak to? Well, I just want to make sure everybody's on the same gay page here. Who better to speak to on Valentine's Day with our lovely couple? Have you been listening?
I have. I caught just the tail end, if that's not too gay
Now, do you have a partner?
Yeah, I've been with my boyfriend for 11 years.
And do you live in the same house, and do you sleep in the same bed?
live in the same house, sleep in the same bed, take care of the same 7-year-old adopted kid.
Nice. How did the adoption thing go? Was that difficult?
It was a little bit at first. We were the first gay male couple to adopt through the agency we went through, and nobody knew if it was going to work or if we were going to get a kid. Because we did an open adoption, which is where the birth mother chooses the family. And it was hard to imagine that a girl who was hip enough to choose gay dads wouldn't also be hip enough to choose abortion.
So you didn't get the Vietnamese kid with three lungs. You got a normal.
No, we didn't. You know, it's really funny because everybody wants. I mean, they say, you know, if you want to adopt a kid, you have to wait for birth because everybody wants the healthy white infant.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we didn't care. We were like, oh yeah, we'll take a cleft foot and a cleft palate and anything. You know, we're buggers can't be choosers. We kept saying to each other.
And
we ended up because we were open to anything. We ended up with the perfectly healthy white male infant, little blonde haired blue-eyed boy from Brazil. It's kind of hilarious.
Oh, but he was from out of the country.
No, he's from Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
So unless you consider that out of the country.
I do. I feel like, you know, I was a Catholic big brother for a while, and I got a white kid, and I was disappointed. I felt like I would have got a hell of a lot more street cred if I was like, this is little Jamal. He comes from the inner city. This kid was blonde and white. And he looked like he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I got no cred.
Maybe the Catholic priests who were running the program were just trying to guess at your tastes and figured that one.
Oh, wow.
What a
shocker. Gay taking a jab at the Catholic priest.
I was Catholic and went to Catholic for 15 years. I have a lifelong sort of, I feel I have carte blanche to make fun of the Catholics for all the hell they put me through.
Fine, give it to them. I'm an atheist, so I say stick it to them. And you know what I mean. But can I ask you this then? How old were you when you knew you were gay?
I was, you know, 12, you know, the first time you start throwing wood, and it's like, holy Christ, that's not the right thing.
And you feel you're born that way.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely feel born that way. And amazingly enough, nobody who's not gay, everybody who says, you know, it's a choice is somebody who isn't gay. And what the heck do they know about it?
Well, I feel like... I know the gay community sort of defends that, but in a way, it's an insult. I mean, it's a slight, as if you made a choice and now you're a bad person. Do you know what I mean? How about just saying, yeah, I made a choice. I like men. So be it. That's the way I choose to live my life.
It's just that one of the arguments the religious right uses is that because it's a choice, we're choosing second-class citizenship, and therefore we shouldn't complain about it. Of course, your religious beliefs are a choice, too, and you're not allowed to discriminate on that score.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if it was a choice, every straight guy in America would choose to be gay because you'd get your nut off a whole hell of a lot more often than you do, poor things.
Yeah. I know it's tough being heterosexual. Believe me,
It is, because, you know, I always get questions of savage love. Mostly the questions are from straight people, and it's a column for straight people about their sex life. And straight guys are always going, why aren't there bathhouses for straight guys? And straight people, why aren't straight women having, you know, why can't straight people go have sex in the park in the middle of the night with people they can't see? And they can't because women won't do that.
No.
You know, a gay bathhouse is basically a heterosexual whorehouse staffed by volunteers.
Well,
and there is no straight equivalent.
Yes, I mean, like I've said, these are guys in charge of when you're going to get laid, and with that comes the glory hole. That's how the glory hole is born. It's a bunch of dudes sitting around thinking, well, we hate Catholicism. We dig each other. We want to get laid.
We have this confessional booth sitting right here all ready to
right.
go.
Someone drill a hole in it. Let's put it to use. All right. I like the cut of your jib, Dan. You should call into the show every day.
I would be happy to come back whenever you like.
Thank you.
And I can talk about not gay things, too. It's usually
well, anyone can do that. Dan Savage, the Savage Love syndicated columnist, 100 newspapers all throughout the land. Wow, where does the time go when you're going gay? 19 minutes.
Have we
gone.
Solved anything
We've
about
solved
Bill
nothing.
And Alfred?
I don't think they have the kind of problems we'd anticipated. I think Alfred needs to get Bill a little something for the effort this year on Valentine's Day, and I think we'll be cool with that.
Yeah, and I just want to forgive Alfred right now for not getting me a Valentine's Day gift by giving him a nice
long
kiss.
I want to see this kid. Oh. I want tongue. Come
give me
on.
Tongue.
No, he's not right. Giving
he
tongue.
He doesn't tongue kiss.
Oh, they're pretending Brouska's, to be gay.
Brouska's never
you're
been
really
horrified.
Gay.
Look what
look
you're making her do.
Stop pretending to be gay.
Brouska's look at how red Brouska is.
Do it. Why his head's spinning.
Come here.
Look at Brouska's pants.
You make Adam blush.
They're growing.
Let me just be fair to Brouska.
Be funny.
Brouska has never been
circus, you guys.
This close to gays for this long without squirting them with a fire hydrant filled with urine. So, to be fair, out of the back of a pickup truck. That's the only exposure he's had with the gays. Uncomfortable. All right, nice work. Godspeed to you both. We'll see you in hell. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after
this.
We'll
see you there.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. And do it right now.
We got news. We got sports. First, a little bit of business. We're going to be in Las Vegas on the 9th of March, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., doing a live show at the Palms. We'd love you to come down and join us, see what everyone looks like in person. I realized as it reminded me as Alfred and Bill were threatening to make out in front of us and how I was trying to avert my gaze. Not gaze, but gaze. I thought it is amazing how repugnant and visceral it is to guys, how it hits you on a level, seeing guys get it on. And to a heterosexual guy, and the left and the gays would claim we're uptight, but it has nothing to do with uptight. The most liberal, the most left-leaning, the most open-minded atheist Democrat in the world, if he is a straight guy and he sees two guys tonguing it out, will look down at the ground immediately and hold his hand up like he's just shielding himself from something. I don't know what it is, but it's what makes me know that it's on a much deeper level than just society has spoken to us. Hey, society has poisoned you. It's told you that homosexuality is wrong, therefore you've listened to the man. Uh-uh. If you're straight and you see gay graphically depicted gay love, you would rather see people having their legs taken off by a Civil War surgeon. Then see that. I mean it. Ask most guys. And it's funny. Just, you know, I don't have anything against it. God love them. I hope they get married. If I ever stumble across a gay porn, and it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens because if you ever go to the porn store, they don't put the cone or the pylon before the gay section. And you go walking.
Have it mapped out.
But the visceral. You walk along the line.
Saying they should have
but
separate
it is,
stores.
It is that very.
That'd be nice.
The visceral reaction, the fact that you find it repellent, is exactly makes the case of why gay men should be allowed to be together and be married and everything. Because people who suggest that people choose to be gay out of spite for society or their parents or whatever, you know, listen, you wouldn't choose to do this to punish others.
Now, you've got to want it.
Yes.
I'm just saying, Shaq, be honest. You ever been at the porn store? And then that thing, when you're at the porn store, you have to walk with blinders on because you may see your junior high shop teacher or something in there. Whatever it is, no eye contact. It's understood. It's not written, but it's understood. You don't just walk around with your head on a swivel like a linebacker dropping into a hook zone. You walk around like this, tunnel vision. And if you brush someone, it's always weird and creepy. You can't say anything. Hey, sorry, buddy. You just go, you just keep moving. But you move along the wall. It's all laid out along the wall, and you move along from section to section. Hey, you got the black jugs over here. What do we got? And starts bleeding into the milking and popping, and then we got the threesome thing over. They got the amateur stuff. This looks like European amateur stuff. You start getting in that stuff, and then you bleed into the gay section, but you can't process it. Those four dudes are pounding the bejesus out of that one. Oh, Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. Put a cone there or something. Just put something there. Just get one of those pylons that Caltrans uses.
Fittingly a cone, yeah.
Yeah, we don't. That's how you get the gerbil in. We don't want to go into that section. They don't want us passing judgment in their section. Just put it. Go ahead and put a break there.
Rainbow colored cone.
One of those barber poles. Rainbow colored. No, it's just, there's the gay section. I'll be steering clear of that.
Just put a unicorn in the.
Yes, but the rainbow and the unicorn. All right, so enough gay talk. Shall we move on? Shall we do a little news with Rachel Perry?
In the days before the wife and child of Neil Entwistle were brutally murdered, he searched the internet for escorts and how to kill people.
Smart.
Hmm.
Yeah, they always do that. Evidently, there's nothing you can erase from your computer without pulling the hard drive out and burning it and taking a hammer to it.
What an idiot.
I know it. Haven't you seen enough episodes of Matlock? Can't you figure out how to kill someone these days? Do you really got to cruise around on the internet for that?
You gotta look that up.
Escort services and how to kill people and how to collect on insurance and how to defraud insurance companies and all that. Like, just go to Europe, would you?
Yeah, if you don't know, if you haven't figured out how to, if you're not, like, passionate enough to know how to do it without looking it up on the internet, you don't mean it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's like learning how to dance by going to the internet or getting soul from the internet. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
Yeah. I think I could get away with it. I think I could. I think I could murder.
You could.
Yeah, couldn't have sex with a man.
No.
No. Yeah.
No.
But you could murder.
If I had to kill and get away with it, I think I could. I could do it. Yeah.
So you're not even a killer by choice. That's just in your blood.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Killing chose me.
Mm-hmm. A man in Belgrade, Serbia, put a pencil in his penis because he couldn't get an erection. And he got it stuck in his bladder because he was trying to. It worked, and he had sex with someone.
Yeah, I put a Sharpie in mine once. I was. I'll tell you, it wasn't anything sexual. It was when we did a Loveline book and we were doing a signing, and I just couldn't keep up with Drew.
Arm was tired, right?
No, I did it with the hand as well, but I put the penis to work.
I see.
You're down there. You're SATs. You took the SATs that way. Still got a 1380, right? Yeah. Not bad. Penis smarter than he is. Oh,
yes.
So he had sex with somebody with the penis?
And apparently the thrusting motions got it lodged within his bladder, and he had to have it removed at the hospital.
Wow, people
Nothing
stupid.
Sounds more painful and actually is giving me a vomit.
Yeah.
Reaction. The judge at the trial of Al-Qaeda terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui will not allow him into the courtroom during the jury selection at his death penalty trial now because of Moussaoui's constant outbursts. The most recent being him going off saying he's denouncing his French citizenship. He's saying, I'm not French. I stand here as a Muslim only. I do not stand here with a nation of homosexual crusaders.
Wow. World's worst comic book. here's the thing. I wouldn't expect you to mind your P's and Q's when we're deciding how to kill you. You know what I mean? Because what are we going to do, discipline you?
Seems, though, that all of these sort of Al-Qaeda people, Saddam Hussein, anytime there's a death penalty trial, the homosexual insults get bandied about.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't judge. They're great people, and all cultures are the same. But, they're living a couple thousand years ago, I think, when that stuff carried a little more weight. That's all.
And, of course, Vice President Dick Cheney didn't have the proper $7 hunting license when he shot 78-year-old lawyer Harry Whittington this weekend. And now the big controversy is that the White House found out after the local newspaper. This is reporter Jamie Powell from the local paper saying how the info first hit the media.
Catherine Armstrong, one of the ranch's owners, called my cell phone yesterday morning and did not reach me immediately. Finally got in touch with me late morning and explained the circumstances surrounding the shooting.
I would have finished him off with a pistol and buried him right there. I would have been like, look, I don't even want to go. Look, you're 78. You're Republican. Take one for the team.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into this. This is going to be a disaster.
I felt remiss in not mentioning that story, but frankly, I'm bored by it already.
You know why? Because I know it's the job of the late night TV shows, and I know everyone has to jump on the bandwagon, but there's nothing here. He screwed
up. He shot an old man!
There's nothing here. He did. Here's
the
whole thing.
He's the vice president of the United States, and he shot an old man.
It doesn't say anything about him. It could have happened to anyone. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyone who goes
not
hunting
the people
could
who
have
don't
done
hunt.
That. Well, I don't like, I'm not a big fan of hunting, although if you shoot it and you eat it, I'm cool with it because, do the math, we're just eliminating the butcher. I mean, I eat meat, so I can't pass judgment. But like, again, to me, there's bigger fish to fry. Like, you know, I was watching CNN this morning and FEMA has 11,000 trailers that are rotting out in some mire that were supposed to be given to people that needed homes, and it cost us $300 million.
It's not an either or. See, while this is happening with FEMA, he's out shooting old people. Maybe he should be in the bayou.
Yeah, maybe it's just a Logan's Run thing for him. He just thinks people over 70 shouldn't be,
President
be around.
President Bush hates black people. Cheney hates old people.
Yep.
That's how it works.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Winter Games in Torino, the U.S. of A. 4 gold medals, but their total medal count trailing Russia and Norway. I'm all right with the Russia thing, but Norway, this would be our greatest national shame since Vice President Dick Cheney shot an old man. Some of those gold medals so far. Joey Cheek in the speed skating. Joey Cheek, by the way, an extra from the Sopranos. Joey Cheeks, he's the best skater in the neighborhood. Also, Hannah Teeter, she won in the half pipe. Bodie Miller, on the other hand, will not be winning gold medal. He was leading halfway through the combined alpine event. He was leading after the downhill competition. But breaking news, he's been disqualified from his slalom run because he straddled the gate. Now, on Valentine's Day, let's not judge what a man chooses to do with a gate.
Yeah.
With the privacy at the top of a mountain.
Bill's going to try that out with Alfred when he gets back to the bachelor pad. Rattling the gate. Look, Bodie Miller's a blowhard. I'm glad he's not winning anything. I saw him on 60 Minutes. He seemed like a pompous ass.
This Joey Cheek, on the other hand, is giving his $25,000 check, which I did not know they were handing out to supposed amateur athletes. He gave it to people in the Sudan who are starving. That's a man.
Well, like I said, the cradle of speed skating, right. The birthplace. And what's up with these gold medals, by the way, looking like donuts? What is this?
I saw that and thought the same thing. Yeah,
it looks like hell.
I've been working my whole life, and you give me a donut? I want a medal. Give me what I grew up looking at.
It's got a hole in it. Yeah, it's horrible looking.
What if the Stanley Cup suddenly were, a plastic mug? Outrageous. I don't know if that's a perfect analogy.
No,
anyway,
it's good.
NBA last night. Kobe and his pals beat Utah here in L.A. Portland knocked off Charlotte. Golden State dropped one to Memphis. The world champion Chicago White Sox were at the White House yesterday. They got the glad hand with the president, in celebration of their victory. And here's first baseman Paul Konerko on the experience.
You know, we've done the whole thing now. We've won and we've done all the stuff that goes along with it. And it was great. I mean, he made it real easy for us. I think a lot of guys were nervous. I was nervous, but.
Oh, yeah. Vice President Cheney was a huge Houston Astros fan and has not gotten over the sweep yet.
Yeah.
And finally, back to the Olympics for just a moment. We talked yesterday to Janet Jones. She's our correspondent. Of course, the Canadian hockey team is over there with their general manager, Wayne Gretzky. Big gambling controversy, big scandal going down. Of course, Janet is allegedly made $500,000 worth of bets, $50,000 or something on the Super Bowl, and she's still gambling. She's unrepentant and, in fact, is living it up over in Torino. I think let me see if we can call her. I think she's waiting for our call here. Let's see. Hello, Mrs. Gretzky?
Buongiorno, Billy. How's it hanging?
It's Dave. I guess it's hanging pretty good.
It's hanging pretty good. It's hanging. Are you a man or are you a figure skater? I'm just busting your balls, Billy. Lighten up.
Sounds like a good time.
It's Dave.
Hey, Billy, hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, barkeep, can you give me some more whiskey? And I need a pink lady for my wife here. Okay, Billy?
Yeah, it's Dave. I'm still here. Let's just talk about what's going on later today.
Okay, my golden pick of the day is in women's hockey. Lay the goal and a half on U.S. over Finland and go ahead and parlay that with the Austrian curling team to medal.
All right, sounds good. All right, Mrs. Gretzky, have a good time out there.
Ciao, Billy, ciao.
She seems
she seems
fun, but what?
Seems like a good time. I know you don't like her. I mean,
she doesn't
you don't
know my name.
You like her. You don't like her husband.
No, I don't.
Because
he's a sissy.
Well, you're a huge Mario Lemieux fan.
And a man.
You say he sucks hind teat because the great one Gretzky takes all the ink. Yes.
Overrated Gretzky. Never can give a compliment to Lemieux either. Never, never can be man enough to say. He can never be man enough all to say. Now he's great.
Overrated. Gretzky.
Overrated.
That's right. When people say
most
he's the best
goals,
of all
most
time,
most assists, most Stanley
when
Cups.
When people say he's the
MVPs.
Best of all time, that's overrating him. He's second at best to 66 Lemieux.
All right, and
I've had it with all these.
Lemieux plays for what team? The Red Wings.
Oh, stop it. The Pittsburgh Penguins.
What a shocker.
He's a retired man.
What a
shocker. And I retire from this day.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Let's take ourselves a little bit of a break. We'll finish off with some of these hard luck stories. Still have a few more of these gift certificates to give out. Oh, and my theory about men and women. My scintillating theory. My earth-shaking theory after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Oh, man. Where did the time go? I had my theory about women and men and cats and dogs.
Dying to know.
I appreciate it, and it's good.
Can you
it's
tell
gonna
me
have
tomorrow?
To wait. Yes, thank you. It's going to have to wait until tomorrow because I can't do it service in 3 minutes. So.
20 hours and 10 minutes from now, you can tell.
Yes, set your alarm clock radios. All right, Big Tad is in studio. Big Tad is drinking his cayenne pepper and stream water drink because he's desperately trying to lose weight.
This thing is horrible.
You got to get down to 315 by Thursday.
Yes.
Not even taking his mom out to lunch today because he's trying.
He's mad. Now what? What, Valentine's Day, you're going to take your mom out to lunch?
Nah, it's a long story.
All right, buddy. Don't endless. Let me tell you something. Tad has two modes, excited about 80s music mode and pouting mode. Don't get him pouting.
Oh, I'm not pouting. I'm not pouting.
You're not just, now. Just don't get Tad pouting. He's like
he's
that drunk. You become like the deaf drunk frat guy who gets a little bummed out about his weight.
I'm not pouting.
Okay.
I'm all right.
All right. Well, do your not pouting in the next room, please. How's the weight going? If you weighed yourself?
It's weird because I weighed myself on this scale in here.
Don't tell us how much. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay, and I weighed myself at the gym, and it's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, totally different. So, I like the scale at the gym. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
This scale sucks.
Okay.
He's 403 on this scale.
And I'm 203.
But he's 399 on the scale. Completely different.
Right.
I'm going to come over there and kick your ass.
I would be laughing the entire time. And, of course, do that move where Brasca tried to jump in and I put my arm out and said, no, man, let it go. That's that thing you miss from all good fight things when that one guys are kicking the crap out of you. Someone, dude, just let it go, man.
Well, it's not a particularly frightening threat from Tad when you give it to me when you're sitting down. By the time you were up and out of that seat, uh-oh, I'd be back home in my place with the doors securely locked.
And not in L.A. He'd be in Beaver Falls. Joe?
Yeah?
You've been on hold for 1,000 hours.
Oh, yeah, I have, but I've been waiting forever to get on the air.
You lost your girlfriend, your best friend, and your job all in one day?
In a matter of an hour, my friend, in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, so we all worked at the same job, which is a big mistake
office
from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, I'm going to leave the job out of it, but we normally went to this parking lot
Yeah. I'm going to give you the gift certificate for $100 as we're out of time. I'm sure it's a sad tale. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I just don't manage time well. I just don't. We'll give you the gift certificate, Joe. We appreciate you hanging on. All right, big show tomorrow. Lisa Loeb. I find her very fetching in those glasses, strumming that acoustic guitar. Cute. Dag, David Allen Greer, my main man in tomorrow. Pat O'Brien, another lover. Good show tomorrow. I want to thank Caroline Ray for coming in here. Go to carolineray.com. Find out how to buy her CD. Dan Savage, Savage Love, columnist. Republican Richard Martin, controversial. Wonder if he's going to get elected next year. He did a great job. AskARepublican.com. Board Op Bill and his gay boyfriend Alfred. Kevin Jewelers for donating our gift certificates. Go to kevinjewelers.com. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.